Sweet. Hello, yes, the 3 hour, 4 till 7 in the afternoon Wireless Show now from the Times of 3 till 6:30. Come on! Lovely Anna Rayburn, I thank the madam for your show. Can I apologise to anyone who was listening at this time yesterday for the show was a load of old crap. I don't like swearing on the radio, but it was awful. It was awful. I've made peace with the ninjas. I've made peace with them. We had a meeting last night in Shinkoku, near Tokyo. Anyway, so, listen, yesterday, the first hour was awful. The second hour was all right. The third hour, wasn't bad. And the last half hour was really good. That doesn't mean... That's not really selling the whole 3.5 hour listening experience, is it? Well, what can I say? Today's first hour is going to be a little bit better than yesterday. Yeah, it was awful. I really don't quite know why. And for that, I apologise. One of the reasons it was so bad, I think, I was being lazy. I was being lazy with you, the callers. I was letting boring callers get away with being too boring for too long. That ain't happening today. If you're boring me, I'm telling you, you're off. Seriously, boring, inappropriate calls we had in the first hour. All right, for that, I apologise, and I'm going to be a little bit harsher. But we've got an action-packed show, the correspondent update daily, 5:38. That is happening at 5:38. After 6, we've got 2 clips to play that people have sent in. One is rubbish, one is pretty good. And we'll be taking a call straight to air. But before that, let's go to Terry in the city.
Hello, Ian, how are you, mate?
I'm fine, mate, how are you doing?
Do you remember our conversation the last one, when I was out of my nut that time?
You were out of your nut, Terry, and you were being limp.
Well, I was going to make an apology and say I was calling you shallow, limp and everything.
I know.
I withdrew it. But...
Yes.
But there's one single thing I've got to say to you now is, Anna Rayburn, who I've listened to, I think it's 30 years, I remember on Capital that long, that's how bored and old I am.
Yes.
But yeah, I do listen to the radio, I love the radio.
Oh, I love the radio.
You were terrified of her, mate.
She could eat me alive.
Listen, Ian, play it back, mate, on your iPod.
Yes.
Whatever you want. You were terrified.
Mate.
So humbling.
Yeah.
So patronising. It was a joke. And
yeah.
Quite rightly so, because she is so good. She's better now than she ever was.
Terry, she's genius. But listen, I am genuinely afraid of
horny?
Her. Huh?
Do you think she's horny?
Do I think Anna Rayburn is horny?
Go on. Yeah. Let's see how limp you are. Do you really? I'm not going to be rude, I promise.
May I just say, Terry...
I think she's gorgeous.
Terry, may I just say that the first 6 minutes of this show are already 100 times better than the first hour of yesterday's show.
No more than you deserve.
Thank you. Yes, I think she's horny.
Yes, she is, so do I. So we both agree on that.
But how do I don't know how to act around her. I am nervous and in awe around her. What should I do, Terence?
I would be exactly the same.
Yeah?
Well, now, 55 years of age, 6 girls, 3 boys, children, I've done everything, been round the block, I'm sure you have as well, or you're going to be round the block.
I'm off.
I would be so nervous.
Yes.
I think she's horny, and I think she's so intimidating in a beautiful sort of way. I think she's great.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
So you've got no advice on how I can be less intimidated by her?
Ah, God. I think you handled it the right way.
Yeah.
If you'd have been too tricky, you'd have gone down, in my opinion.
Oh, you can't trick her. You can't trick or trip
absolutely
her, and I wouldn't
not
dare.
Absolutely. And people who don't know her don't understand that, but you handled it right. Anyway, so I'm giving you a 10-pointer today.
Thank you.
And
how many more points do I need?
None.
No,
you're all right. You're all right. You're getting away with it now.
Nice one. You're a legend.
See you, mate.
Terence, take care. Bye-bye. There we go. There we go. Already, the first... There we go, London. I said it would be better, and boy, was it ever better. Ah... Boy, was that ever better. I've gone a little bit quiet in my headphones again. That's more back to normal. Well, that's on that. I'm going to try this headphone socket. Hang on a second. Let me try this socket here. La, la, la. That's a little bit better. Is it? I don't know. It's all psychological, isn't it? It's probably exactly the same. I'm just an idiot. Well, there we go. Terry asking, is Anna Rayburn horny? Well, God almighty. That's better. Now, listen, if you've never listened to the show from 4 o'clock, if you're a fan of the Preve or the Greaves, that's kind of what the show should be like. I want calls of that calibre, not necessarily being sexually descriptive of one of my co-presenters, colleagues here, but yes, that was more like it. Anyway, if you want to call in, it's 0870 90 90 973 for das ist die Telefonnummer. You can email as well, ian@lbc.co.uk. Have you ever fancied a relative? Yes, Helen behind the glass. I'll ask the question again. Have you ever fancied a relative? No, 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 no. I don't mean anybody like that. We're talking, for example... a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, your mother-in-law. Everyone fancies the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law, the butt of the jokes, only because, surely, they're quite fit, and they're an older version of the person you're going out with. So that's going to be fun. And also, let's tread carefully around the murky waters that are fancying a relative. How do we put this without sounding like a dick? First of all, what's a second cousin? What is a second cousin? Because I believe in this country it is legal to cop off with a second cousin, but I don't know what a second cousin is. Is that a cousin of a cousin? No, because then that'll be you, wouldn't it? Is it your cousin's child? Is that? Can someone call in? Let me know what a second cousin is. 0870 9090 973. And is it legitimate? Have you ever? This is such a weird thing to bring up, and for this, London, I kind of apologise, but only in a little bit. Have you fancied a relative? And what kind of relative was it? Mother-in-laws are fine. Let's compile a list of relatives it is fine to fancy. Mother and father-in-laws, it is fine. And if you ever comped off with one of them, can you give me a call and let me know what that was like? It's a little bit of a dangerous game to play, isn't it? But surely, people must have done it. 0870 9090 973. You can fancy cousins. Cousins are weird, aren't they? Especially, and we are treading carefully. We're not going to go down any sticky roads before the bosses rush in, rip the microphone off me, and start playing "That Reminds Me" with Steve Allen. But cousins, if you don't see your cousins very often, you see your cousin maybe once every 5 years. It's quite possible you might find them a little bit fit and might fancy them a little bit. But that's probably wrong, isn't it? I think in certain states of America, that's legitimate and that's fine. Can you help me through this? Have you confronted the relative that you fancied? And what happened? Was it reciprocated? Was there disgust? Was it unpleasant? Was there nastiness? You can email on this, Ian, IAIN, at lbc.co.uk. Oh, you've got control of that. OK, fine, you go for your life then. Or you can give us a call, 0870 9090 973. That is the telephone number. Second cousins. What the hell is a second cousin? I don't know what it is. And what's a cousin twice removed? Where does the twice removed come into it? I don't understand seconds and twice removed and the distance thing and all of that. 0870 9090 973. Real life, real London, Warren Northwood.
Ian Towers.
Sir, good after.
Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good after to you, my Honour. What
good
can I do for you, fella?
Eh?
I am. Did you agree with Terry? Do you think I'm intimidated by Mazana Rayburn?
Well, while you're here saluting the Rayburns.
Yes.
Can I just say that I would have to go to counselling after talking to her to get over the effects of how she's made me feel.
Did you speak to her?
No, I've got no problems.
Mate, have a long, hard look in the mirror.
Oh, I do.
Yes. She's good. We like Anna. She's good, but she's scary. I used to listen to Anna when I was about 3 on the radio. She's terrifying.
Yeah, I know old people that listen to Anna.
Are you calling me old, fella?
No, you're younger than me, boy.
How old are you?
34.
Oh, mate, you aren't old, although I'm 33 this year.
You're only a year underneath me.
That doesn't even sound like a sexual innuendo, so don't even try.
I didn't even think.
Don't try and cram one in where it doesn't fit, Warren.
Oh, sorry. It always fits, Ian.
I can do the innuendos better than anybody, my
friend.
No,
you cannot.
I can slip them in any time.
Yeah. He said slip it in.
There you go, you see. Anyway, now, Warren, you've called in for a reason.
Well, I've called in to make the first hour successful.
Well, I think, strangely, Terry did that.
Well, no, supersede.
Supersede. I've got their second
listen,
album.
Ian.
Warren.
Can I just...
Yes?
You're a liar.
What?
There's not a 7-second delay. I've just timed it. It's 9 seconds.
It varies from time to time.
Oh,
the computer sets it up.
It's very... No, it's 9! Why do you lie?
Were you just timing it then when I was speaking to you?
8, 9, 9! I said to you 9!
Alright, Warren, I want you to count 9 seconds and I'll time you.
Okay,
right.
Hold on a minute.
Count 9 seconds.
8, 9!
8, 9! No, count some seconds. I want to hear what your seconds are against the electronic clock.
1, 2, 3.
God, you're counting really slowly now, you idiot.
No, you're mentally.
Quick, turn your radio on again. Quick, let's hear.
Okay, you have to remain silent.
And 3. God, you're counting really slowly now, you idiot.
No, you're mentally. See?
Okay. It gets, go on, this is good. It will start getting really psychedelic in a minute. Just keep playing it.
No, you're mentally.
Right.
Okay. Ian, I'm getting very scared.
I'm going to make a big noise and we're going to count nine from there, OK? One, two, three. Wallop! One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
There you go!
Right, turn it off, Warren. My head is about to implode.
OK, it's going off. Now.
And Warren, so yes. Are you. 0870-9090-973. Now we're back on track. Now we're back on track. It's a 10-second delay today. Are we expecting some naughty shenanigans? I dunno. We are asking, though, have you ever fancied a relative? What the hell is a second cousin? And did you confront your relative? What happened? Did you have some hot fun? Or did you get slapped in the face for being a pervert? Which you probably are, aren't you? There's plenty of other fish in the sea, and then they don't come from the same pool as you. Or something. I don't quite know what the point is I'm trying to make, but if you want to contribute, 0870-9090-973. Email ian@lbc.co.uk. Oh, and we need two correspondents to be on the phone. If you want to book your place for 5:38, then give us a call now. But it's time to get the latest LBC 97.3 travel news with Richard Hakia.
Let's go to the M4 Heathrow.
What? I'm not bothered. Jennifer's in the Ilford.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I'm a little nervous because I've never spoken to you guys.
Hey, listen, I've never spoken to you guys. Hey, listen, did you hear Anna Rayburn's show before me?
Oh, yeah.
She's great, isn't she? But I'm scared of her. I need some tips on being more confident in her presence.
I'm the last person you should ask. I consider myself much older than you.
Well, you consider yourself? Give me some figures here. Let's work it out.
Kind of somewhere between 40 and 44.
So you're 43? Am I right?
Kind of.
You are much older than me. But you're not the type to get nervous just speaking to anybody, are you, Jennifer?
No, except I love your eyelashes. How'd you get them like that?
Where the hell did that come from? Do you know what?
I was looking at a picture of you the other day and I just thought, this guy has eyelashes that are too good for a guy. They're wasted on you.
I used to get, there are two main reasons I used to get beaten up at school. One is because I had a Betamax video. The second reason is because I had girls' eyelashes. Honestly. Oh, you're wearing mascara. Well, no, I'm not. These, I have cow's eyes.
Did you ever try cutting them?
No, thank God I was never that stupid. But I used to hate it, but now I love it.
All right, so do I.
Nice.
I got to correct myself here.
Yes, correct yourself. What does that mean? Is that an innuendo? Is that some kind of sexual slang?
Anyway, I'll try to be good. But
Do you try, Jennifer? I don't think you can. Now, listen, we had a phone call earlier on, off air, asking me to go and learn ballet. Was it with the English Ballet Company? I think so. Should I go and do it, Jennifer?
I hear you've got the legs for it.
Well, no, I've got horrible bandy legs that I can't. Seriously, I can't put my knees together because they go out and then they come.
Well, with those eyelashes, you will look so pretty in a dress.
What? Now you're trying to get me to dress up in women's clothes. Something I'm more than happy to do, but only if I can be guaranteed you won't go to the press with it, Jennifer.
Hey,
what do you say? Someone took my plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody that spies like us. Now, Jennifer.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Oh, you were talking about, fancying family members.
Fancying members of the family. When is it acceptable? When is it really weird and pervy and you should get kicked in for it?
Let's make this straight. I ain't ever, ever fancied any member of my family.
Apart from?
Never will.
Apart from, what's his name? Come on. Father-in-law. Your father-in-law.
No, they got it wrong. My ex.
Yes.
I got to say this slowly because my tongue always gets tangled.
Wow. Yes.
My ex-wife.
Right. Your ex's ex-wife.
That's right, my ex's ex-wife.
Married before or after you?
Before me.
Okay, this is, God, I'm confused. I'm bored. Now go on. Your ex's ex-wife.
Okay.
You fancied her?
No, but her mother.
Right.
Married.
I'm drawing a picture, yes.
Her grandfather, which was her mum's.
Her dad? She married her dad? No. This is confusing and illegal.
Listen slowly.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but we haven't got much time.
Her mother ended up marrying her husband's father, who was my ex's ex's father, a grandfather. So she ended up having a grandfather as her father. There, I got there.
In your head you may have done, Jennifer, but we're still on your ex's ex. Okay, so I didn't understand it, so I don't know how to compute the information, but
okay,
it sounds good.
Let's say, like, your mother...
Hey, I want to draw a picture. Don't get my mother involved in this, for God's sake, you pervert. So there's a picture of you.
Okay, there's a picture... not me.
No, but we've got to start with you so that we can go to your ex.
Okay,
there's your ex.
This is me.
Yeah, there's you. There's your ex.
My ex-boyfriend.
And his ex-wife.
And his ex-wife.
Yeah, okay, so where is it? Ex-boyfriend's ex-wife. Christ, yes.
Right. Now, the ex-wife's...
Mum.
Mother.
Mother, yes. So that's going to be... yes.
Ended up marrying the ex-wife's...
husband's... grandfather.
Grandfather.
Okay, well, they're not related then.
Yeah, but imagine being raised.
Can I just show this, Chris? This is how I've illustrated.
Your father.
I'm showing to Chris how I've illustrated it. I've just done a series of lines,
okay.
And that's. But I understand it. So the daughter's grandfather-in-law became her dad.
Exactly.
We got there. Wow. Who said this show isn't taxing on the brain is very, very wrong. When is it ever right to fans? I'm going to leave it. I'll leave Jennifer, I think. David is in the Oxted.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Hello, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm very well. You wanted to know who about your second cousin?
Didn't ask, yes.
As far as I understand, it is your grandparents' brothers or sisters' offspring.
Oh, hang on a second. So, second cousin. So, I'm drawing a picture. There's me, there's my mum, there's my nan... And it's my nan's what?
Nan's brother's or sister's offspring.
That's a second cousin. Are you sure that's not a once removed? Because Daniel has emailed in. I have no idea who Daniel is. He could be a pathological liar for all I know, David. He said a second cousin is the child of your father or mother. Oh, this sentence. This makes no sense. Listen to this sentence. A second cousin is the child of your father or mother's second cousin. Hang on a minute. Oh, Daniel sent another one in, explaining how... Oh, Daniel's a doctor. Crikey. Sorry, that should have read mother or father's first cousin. I'll rip that one up now. Hang on. So I've got to use two emails. Hang on. David, bear with me. Daniel says, a second cousin is the child of your father or mother's cousin. That means... That's... nonsense. That's... absolute...
What a doctor's though, eh?
Yeah. You're still there, David, sorry.
Nobody speak to me.
What? Are you eating a pie?
Do I want to say goodbye?
3:15. 0870-9090-973. That was like a bad sketch from the 70s. Could he seriously not hear me, or was he putting that on? He must have been putting that on. I don't. I think he's wrong on the second cousins. Yes, it is, isn't it? It's the extra 3 seconds delay. I don't know what to do with it. We've got an extra half an hour and 3 seconds, it turns out. Not getting paid for it. Joe is in the Cheam.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Now, is that Joe in the Cheam?
I want to know, why don't you talk about sex every show?
Nice.
Who said that? Well, anyway.
Yeah, I thought you did, didn't you?
No, dear, no.
Oh, I thought you wanted to talk about sex,
no.
Maybe. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may
I'm
be.
Just going to
let's
ask talk about your sex, cousin's babe. Question.
Yes.
Right. Now, this is a newspaper cutting. I always save it because I get confused as well.
You've kept a newspaper cutting about second cousins?
About cousins in general.
When did you get this from?
From probably the Daily Mail. Question page,
yes.
Or something.
And may I ask how long you've had this cutting about cousins?
It could be 10 years or 12 years.
You've kept a cutting from the Daily Mail about cousins for 12 years?
Yes, because it's confusing. You were confused.
Okay, I want to hear it, Joe.
Right.
Honestly, this is worth keeping for 12 years.
All right. The question was, why is it that we have first, second and third cousins?
There's third cousins?
And why are they removed? The answer, now this will confuse you. Your first cousin is the child of your aunt or uncle.
Okay, so that's a first cousin, is the child... that's my cousin.
That's it.
That's a cousin. That's, for example, it's Gareth or Maria. They're my cousins.
Your second cousin...
Yes.
...is the child of one of your parents' first cousins.
So, okay, so my mum's cousin, her, the cousin that is, the child of that cousin is my second cousin.
That's right.
I'm there, okay.
Yes.
But you're saying some nonsense of a mythological third cousin.
No, this is absolutely right.
Wow.
And your third cousin...
Yes, Joe.
..is the child of one of your parents' second cousins. Right.
I've forgotten what a second cousin
is
again.
Are you with me?
I've forgotten what a second cousin is again. Remind me what a second cousin is.
Oh, God.
No.
Your second
Can I help?
..is the child... ..of one of your parents' first cousins.
So my mum's second cousin, her child, would be my third cousin.
Absolutely.
And you've
right.
kept that for 12 years?
Yeah, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, well, okay.
Your first cousin once removed...
Yes.
..or loosely a second cousin.
Yes, I can't believe we're having a reading from a 12-year-old Daily Mail, but carry on.
..is the child of your first cousin. Your first cousin once removed is the child of your first cousin.
You just said that.
That's it.
You're repeating yourself, Joe. You're doing a Baldwin on me.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't care.
No.
Yes, right.
It's very, it's sad. It's sad what's happening to my Baldwin, isn't it? It is sad, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is, yes.
Oh, I like my Baldwin.
Right.
He can't act, though.
Well, have you got it now?
No.
I don't need to read it again.
If you could read it again.
All through?
Yeah.
Your first cousin is the child of your aunt or uncle. Your second cousin is the child of one of your parents' first cousins. And your third cousin...
0870-9090-973 is the telephone number if you want to take part. Have you ever fancied a relative? This is more like it, London. This is what we should have been doing at 3 o'clock yesterday. We'll go through some of your emails after we've had a little bit of this. Right there, he doesn't always get it right. Have I got time to, let me play, have we got time for this? This is him, this is the fella who's paid through the voiceovers doing this.
The 3.5 hour, 3 till 6:30, Ian Lee Afternoon Wireless Show, formerly known as the 3 hour, 4 till 7, Ian Lee Afternoon Wireless.
Oh, mate, pull your finger out. Although, that sound at the end was quite interesting, wasn't it? When is it okay to fancy a relative? Let's get the boundaries drawn up. 08709090973. Ian... @lbc.co.uk. We'll take more of your calls and your emails after the latest news. Mic up until he finishes, because I keep forgetting. I keep going to chip in there, and I forgot the extended thing. I've just had to close Burley down again, because something very weird is happening. Burley is, the rather boringly, the computer that what I done use to fire clips. Let me just check if this is working. Something very mysterious is going on here, and I don't quite know what it is. Let me have a little... No. Oh, Chris! Chris, the computer's broken.
No.
Hallelujah. No, whoa, Chris! Seriously, it's broken. Seriously. Right, okay, this is very boring, London. Just go and listen to BBC London for a second. It's now saying no slug available. What the hell is a slug? Why would one be unavailable? But you got to type in the name again, have you? But I didn't do anything. I did not do anything. If we started at 4, this wouldn't be happening. This would not be happening. I suspect sabotage is going on. No, you're deleting. You just delete all those emails. It doesn't matter. They're all from Maxie Allen. 08709090973. Marion in the Finchley, are you there?
I am.
Hang on a second. Agent Chris is trying to fix the computer, which has gone a little bit mental.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing...
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you. It's not your computer that's gone mental. It's, the clips, we have a computer that plays clips of bits and pieces. For example, will it help if I do this, Chris? Yeah, we did! Fixed it. We may almost be there. Hang on a second. I really need to go to the loo, Marianne. I should have gone during that news.
Gone.
I should have gone during the news.
But this is, I can explain this really simply.
Explain what now?
Cousins.
And no slug available is Gregory singing sweet on that one. You can explain cousins.
I can explain cousins. It's really much simpler than people think.
Oh, everybody's making...
I learnt this at the Natural History Museum.
I would have thought an explanation in the Daily Mail would have to have been pretty simple, though.
Oh, why? Is that where it's... Is that... Where was it in the...
That's where the old woman got it from.
Oh, I didn't... Oh, maybe she was right. I think I might have... not. I didn't listen for the last few minutes.
Yeah, do you know what...
Hang on a sec. Here's my explanation. Do you know who...
You're keen to speak and not me. Let me speak.
I am. I want to...
Are you in a rush, Marion? You going somewhere?
I've got to do this quickly.
Where are you going?
Oh, no, don't do this to me. Just let me...
No, where are you going? Are you off out? Are
I'm
you
not
off...
going anywhere. I've just come...
Have you just snuck out of a courtroom where a court case is going on, which we can't talk about for subjudice, just to make this phone call?
No. Okay. I have to make this phone call because I've got to
still
say I've got to put you straight on this because it's so simple. Okay. Are you ready?
I think we've sorted this out. Hang on.
Oh no.
Oh no. There we go. Don't touch it. I've not touched it. Sorry. Yes, I'm ready.
Right. Do you know who your first cousin is? Can you picture a first cousin of yours?
Gareth.
And do you know why they're a first cousin?
Because it's my aunt, my mum's sister's son.
Right, your mum's sister's son. Your child...
Whoa, now hang on a second. No, that doesn't exist.
It moves through the generations. Yes. With your cousin, you share a grandparent. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
You share a grandparent.
Nanny Jennings and Grandad Bill we share.
Okay.
Yes.
Your second cousins will share... those same grandparents as great-grandparents. So, in other words, your child...
Yes, is my second
cousin.
And the
child of your first cousin are second cousins to each other.
But who's my second cousin, then? My
your
mum?
Your second cousin will be the... Yes, it's the first...
It's my mum.
Your mother has got... It's the cousin...
Of me?
Yes,
of
your
my
mother
son.
Has got a first cousin.
And that's my son. That's her grandson. But we haven't
got
a son.
It doesn't matter. Has your mother got a first cousin?
To you it doesn't matter, Marion. To me, it's the end of the world.
I'm going to do this.
Okay.
It's very simple.
You
can work out who your second cousin is if you just pay attention.
I'm paying attention. If I had a better teacher, I might be able to pick it out.
Oh, I so want to be a good teacher.
Are you a teacher in real life?
No, I'm not, but I want to teach you this. I'm very determined to teach you this. You know who your first cousin is?
It's Gareth.
Right, Gareth. Shall we
go with Maria? Would it be easier if I picked Maria instead?
No, not at all. Gareth's perfect.
Gareth.
Gareth's child and your child would be second cousins to each other.
Okay, Marion, who is my second cousin?
Your second cousin is the child of your parents' first cousin. So in other words...
Gareth.
You just said that Gareth is your first cousin.
That's right, he is. Do you know him?
Has he got a parent?
Well, yes, of course he has. He's got his mum, a mum and a dad.
Right.
Auntie Pauline and Uncle Shamus.
Oh, my God, I probably can't explain this to you. I was so determined to do it.
Oh, you really muffed it up,
haven't
you?
It moves through the generations.
Yeah.
Your first cousin once removed...
Oh, you've...
...will be the child of Gareth. That's your first cousin once removed.
That's Gareth's son?
Gareth's son is your first cousin once
removed. Or daughter, or daughter.
Or daughter.
Okay, so who's...
Your first cousin twice removed is their child. You have to just picture the generations.
Okay. So who's my second cousin twice removed?
Oh, that's so not fair.
No, I genuinely don't understand.
I have to do it, because I haven't worked out who your second cousin is yet.
It's Gareth's mum.
She's
my aunt.
She's
my aunt. She is my aunt, honestly. It's Auntie Pauline. I know her.
Do you know who your... Can you think of who first cousins, your mother's first cousin is?
My mum's...
Do you know who your mother's first cousin is?
It's Cousin Carol.
Carol.
We call her Cousin Carol, but she's not my cousin.
So what's your mother's name?
Linda.
Right, so Carol and Linda are first cousins.
I think they are, yeah.
Okay.
They might just call her Cousin Carol just as a name.
Does Carol have a child?
Yeah.
Who's Carol's child?
I can't remember now, I'm getting confused. It's not Gareth.
Right, but Carol's child and Linda's child are second cousins to each other. Because Linda and Carol are first cousins to each other...
I think so.
Their children are second cousins to each other.
I think they might just call Cousin Carol as a nickname.
It's not important.
Is it irrelevant, is it?
I haven't taught you, have I?
No.
I think that might be... That could be your problem, actually.
A bad teacher doesn't blame her tools. All the pupils, if they're tools. No, Marion, I'm not taking that. That was unfair. Your teaching methods, very, very old-fashioned. No. Can someone, for God's sakes, 08709090973. We've not really touched on the subject. We brought up of fancying relatives. So if you can give us... We just seem to be stuck for the last 40 minutes on second cousins. God's sakes. Susan is in the Surrey.
Hello, Ian.
Oh, blimey, you got a voice on you, ain't you, love?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, my grandparents were first cousins.
To who?
My father's parents were first cousins.
First cousins?
They were first cousins and they married.
That's like me marrying Gareth.
That is just like you marrying Gareth.
Well, they're two fellas.
No. They were man and wife.
Oh, they were lady and gentleman.
They were.
But now, that is that in the... Well, that's wrong, isn't it?
No, no, it's not wrong. They were able to marry and they married.
But they must have changed the law since the First World War.
My dad's not quite that old.
Okay, so it's your husband's...
No, it's my father.
Father's?
His parents your were first cousins.
Your grandparents?
My grandparents.
And okay, we're finally touching on the subject that we did throw out at 5 minutes past eight.
And that's why my husband says I'm abnormal.
This is it. Is there a weakness in your bloodstream? Is there?
I don't know.
You've got a very loud voice.
Sorry.
No, I'm not saying it's a criticism. I'm just saying, could that be because your grandparents are cousins?
It might be.
It could be in the genes.
It might be. He also thinks it might be because I'm from Norfolk.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that explains the cousins thing. Why? But that's not legal nowadays.
It is.
No, a cousin.
Yes.
A first cousin?
Yes.
Is legal?
Yes.
No.
It must be.
What do you mean it must be? Why? Are you seeing your cousin?
No.
But then that's wrong on so many levels, isn't it?
It's not right.
Do they look similar?
I don't know. They're both dead now.
Well, I guess in that case, because I look quite like my cousin Gareth. He isn't listening, so I can mention him as much as I like. But I do look quite like him. So if I was a lady cousin that looked like me, and we got together, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Would be weird.
It would be.
I mean, it would be weird, wouldn't it?
But you'd share the same family, so you'd.
Well, we'd share pretty much the same DNA as well, Susan. Thanks very much for that. 08709090973. That's not legal now, is it? It probably was legal in the old days. Got a good rhythm going here. Bob's in the Tooting.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
Bob, I'm confused, upset, and vaguely aroused. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, yeah, I think it is still legal to marry cousins.
First cousins?
I think so. Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
There's something not
right. You could ask James, because he covered it on one of his shows about 2 months ago.
Oh, James O'Brien covered it on one of his shows.
He was going more into, like...
Here we go. We're treading on James O'Brien's huge toes.
No. He was getting all technical and scientific.
We leave science where it belongs, in a laboratory.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Anyway, in answer to your question, when is it okay to fancy a relative?
Yes.
It's okay when they're fit.
Oh, he's a... The boy's a genius. The boy is a goddamn genius.
It's easy.
Yeah. Because we've all been to... You know the big family get-togethers when everyone gets together? People you've never seen. You go, Mum, who's that? And she's going, oh, well, she's a second cousin twice removed, and it's...
I'll be
bad
with you, but yeah.
But there is always one girl you think, oh, blimey. You know, she's related to me. I would like to kiss her.
Exactly.
Mm.
And I might have done.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But distant enough for it to... I'm still hung up on the cousin. Have you copped off with a cousin?
Yes, I might have done. A second cousin.
Bob, have you copped off with a cousin?
Not a first cousin, no, a second cousin.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and I'm sure about that because...
Yes.
I know that she was my second cousin.
Yes.
Because...
Yes.
She was my dad's...
Oh, dear.
Cousin's...
Yes.
Daughter.
Oh, that's plenty far away. Yes, that's plenty far away.
And that's what is a first cousin, a second cousin.
And were you when you were kissing? You know, when you're like kissing, oh, love kissing, oh, kissing's nice. And then you take a break before you go back for the second big heavy kissing session. Did you go? Do you know what, Margaret? This is weird, isn't it? We're related, but I like it. And then go back in for some more snogging.
No, we didn't talk about it really.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, interesting. Bob, listen, mate, thank you very much for that. It's okay to fancy relatives when they're fit. You cannot argue with that logic. 08709090973 is the phone number. I think we've got second cousins now. And even if we haven't, I think I've lost the will to live. My brain is never going to understand it. A woman read a bit from a 12-year-old Daily Mail, the question and answer column. If we can't get it from that, we're never going to get it. So I do want to know now. Have you copped off with one of your relatives? And it could be, we're not doing this in a pervy, oh, I copped with my sister. No. Cousins, second cousins, mother-in-laws. Have you done that? Was there a big family scandal when it all erupted? Is it really legal to marry cousins? That's too close, isn't it? Isn't it? You'd think it would be, wouldn't you? And also, listen, we're doing a daily correspondent update now at 5:38. If you want to see the new correspondent list, because we updated it last week, not taking any more applications, then go to the LBC website. Go to my page on there. You can see the new list. At 5:38, I already have three printed correspondent updates. I need two people live on the telephone. If you are a correspondent and you want to book your place in the 5:38 daily correspondent update today, then give Agent Chris a call now. 0870 9090 973. Phones are quite busy, but keep trying. We'll take more of your calls after we've got the latest LBC 97.3 travel news with Richard Hakier.
I'm pleased to say the M4 Heathrow spur looks to be...
Andrea and the Sutton, stop emailing me. I will give you the answer. They're not actually brother and sister. That's all I'm going to say. It's about Lost, but it makes sense. And Sam, the... No, not Sam. Oh, Sam is saying what's happened to Google. Apparently Google's in Braille today. But, which is was strange, because the blinds can't touch it. They can't... The Google is written in the form of Braille, but blind people cannot touch it. So strange, but, you know, there you go. And there was another email that I needed to do. Where is it? Don't worry, it's fine, we'll get there in the end. It was... No, hang on, this is good radio. This is good. Anyway, it was from our autograph, a meeting celebrities correspondent. He wants to know where his Christmas tree is, Agent Chris. Have you sent the Christmas... It's in the post. When did you post it? Yesterday. He won it a week ago, mate. He won it a week ago. Would you come on the radio and apologise? Come on the radio. Oh, it's a different studio. I can't do it. Apologise to him.
Sorry.
Thank you. Won it a week ago, mate. Mags is in the Croydon.
Hello,
Mags.
Hiya.
I'm fine, how are you? You didn't ask me. I've done what people do to me. You didn't ask me. I was trying not to belch. That's why I came out with a superfluous comment that's irrelevant.
I'm glad you're fine.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you want me to ask how you are?
Well, you can do.
I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered.
I'm not either. No. It's all right. No. Go on.
Have you copped off with a cousin?
Yeah, my cousin...
Yeah?
...married his mum's cousin.
Hang on a minute. Oh, well, that's kind of legitimate, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still pervy, it's still wrong, and it's still immoral. What's the difference, Mags, between immoral and amoral?
I think immoral is actually against your morals, and amoral means it's nothing to do with morals, possibly.
It's got moral in it.
Well, neither of them moral.
Well, that's true. Wise words there, Mags. Wise words. And was it your son married your mum's sister? What was
no,
it?
Excuse me, no. My cousin married his mother's cousin.
Did it all kick off in the family when this incestuous relationship was brought to light?
It didn't. I didn't actually go to the wedding, but...
Oh, but boycotting
it. Over it with a friend... No, it was just that it was a long way away.
Okay. But, yeah, stuff them. Yeah. Ah, stuff them. Why should you? They're only related.
Over it with a friend.
Yes.
We were discussing the possibility to the photographer. Groom's family, fine. Bride's family, and nobody moves. They all just stand there.
They all just stay there. It would be awkward, wouldn't it? It would be a strange thing. But no one questioned it. Everyone went, yeah, fair play, we'll have that. They'll let that one go then.
Well, nobody really talked about it to me very much. But, yeah, I think it went off without any much big hassle.
Any much big hassle. It's almost a sentence, Max. Well, I don't know what the difference between immoral and amoral is. I should know. And I'm sure if I were to sit down for an hour with a lovely cup of tea, then I might be able to work it out. You may have just heard... inhuman and inhumane. Flammable and inflammable. Ha ha, you see? Well, I don't know what any of these words mean. You may have just heard me do some secret radio code there. I was actually asking Agent Chris for a cup of tea in radio speak. He's still not picked up on it. Cup of tea, please, love! Cup of tea, love! Tim?
Yes?
Are you in Willesden?
I am.
Not Wheelsden.
Not Wheelsden.
Well, it's almost... This is flipping ridiculous. I know... He's in Wheelsden, not Wheelsden. It's not short... Oh, but fair play, a cup of tea has come in. Now, that is good service. Oh, and it's going back out again, you cheeky little so-and-so. Put it down. Put it down where it belongs, next to me. Thank you. Tim, would you excuse me one second and grant me one indulgence? Excuse me.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Tim, yes, you've called.
That was a very loud slurp in my earpiece.
You love it. Your earpiece.
Yes, I'm currently in my wheels in
Wheelsden. Chawton and the Wheelies. A little old lady! Anyway, Tim, I'm going off on a tangent. What may I do for you, Governor?
No, I just wanted to let you know, maybe somebody else has said it, but you are allowed to marry your first cousin.
Well, this has come out, and I wasn't sure if I believed it, but you're the second person to back it up. Have you copped off with one of your cousins, Tim?
Not personally, but my sister married our cousin.
Wow!
So we've just been talking about it in the car, and therefore, their daughter is first cousin once removed as well.
That upsets me. Now, okay, let's try, because quite often, families don't see cousins very often. Did you see this cousin very often?
Maybe once or twice a year.
Mm.
And so did she, obviously, and they kind of fell in love. And most of the family's been very good about it.
Who hasn't? Who's really said, hang on a second?
No, I think at first people were a little bit, oh, is this all right? Is it like you? Is it legal? Is it all right? And, but they went to the... They had tests and everything to see if they could have kids, and they have had a kid, and everything seems to be fine.
Wow. It's a little
bit... 3 years, but...
Yeah, well, hey! No, I'm joking. Tim, you've made a joke about your nephew! That's genius! It is a little bit weird, isn't it?
It's a little bit weird, but I think you'll find that actually throughout the ages it has happened a lot more than you think.
Yeah.
And I don't know. People are a bit weird about it, but they're very happy, and the rest of the family's happy. But And another thing to think about is that his and her aunt and uncle... also their in-laws.
Oh, God. See, that's just... It does...
It's a little bit weird, I think, to them, but they...
Yeah. Kind of, OK, listen, Tim, thank you very much for that. 08709090973. It's... Ian, I believe Mr Barry from Watford has to be Lee Evans, the comedian. Play the... Ironically, I have a cousin called Lee Evans. Isn't it strange? But it's not him. Play the voice of the two and you'll see. Just like I won £50 on Quizmania TV yesterday on Sky. Second attempt at calling, but do you think these shows are frauds? No, well, Matthew, you won £50. So, no, I guess not. I won £50 on one of those shows once. The thing to do, you know, there's all these Sky channels, and they pop up. It's Quiz Nation, Quiz League, World of Quizzes, Quiz, 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 the channels. What you've got to do is find these channels when they first start. And, because then no one watches them or calls in, and you're almost guaranteed to win a foo quid, which is kind of cool. 08709090973. It's a little bit uncomfortable now. Cousins marrying. It's wrong. It's just wrong. I don't think so. No one's called in with an amusing, yeah, I copped off with my mother-in-law story. That's not happened. Let's put that out as a specific request. Has anybody got an amusing, I've copped off with my mother-in-law story? If you have, then please give us a call, 08709090973. Or let's read the email. Chris, amoral and immoral, from Andy X. Amoral means you have no morals at all. Immoral means it's not moral. Supposing I was amorally immoral. God, I'm not bright enough to do this job. Where's the preve when you need him? Oh, he's on smooth. Hello, you. Even though you know, a second cousin is the child of your mother or father's cousin. We've got that. It's from David from the Isha, who's the correcting the Ian's shabby grammar correspondence. I think we've got the cousin thing sorted out. Nigel from the Israel is emailed in. James, P.S. Oh, P.S. James O'Brien deserved to win. Can we forget the race? That's so 2005. You losers. The Moonface lost it. It's as simple as that. 08709090973. We still need two correspondents who can be used at 5:38 for the daily 5:38 correspondent update. If you want that to be you, then give us a call. 08709090973. We'll speak to Colin in the Rye Slip after this.
I'm Tony Robinson. Ever wondered about your Friday?
It's a text here. I'm not really... people are getting stopped because I'm not... We haven't got time for the text, really. We've got so many emails and calls. I'd rather do calls, to be honest. Ian, all you do is take the LBC out of your callers. It's the base of your show. I think it's pathetic. I have a famous cousin, so in your face, Lully in the Croydon. Chris, can we... That's Lully's number there. Ends 068. Can we phone that up? Because that's a rude text, and I'm not standing for that. And I don't just take the LBC out of the listeners, and I don't use foul language. And I want to know who Lully's famous cousin is as well. So, have we dialed that? Is it ringing? Quick, whack him through, whack him through. Oh, you've muffed it up. You've hello? Oh, shh. Hello? Hello? Oh, it's ringing, it's ringing. You're sending me a rude text like that. What the flipping hell are they talking about? Oh, of course. They won't answer. Lully's going to bottle out. Lully's going to bottle. Lully's going to bottle. Lully, 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 lully.
Hi, this is Mark's phone. I'm sorry I can't take your call.
I'll leave a message. Let's make sure they don't give out the number.
Thank you.
If you want to re-record your message...
No, I don't want to re-record it. I'm going to be happy with this message. Hello, Lully in the Croydon. First of all, I don't take the LBC out of all of the callers, only some of them, the thick ones who are too cowardly to answer the phone. Secondly, don't send me texts with swears in. And thirdly, who is your famous cousin? I'm really curious. Thanks. Bye. 0870-9090-973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Colin in the Rice Lipton. Hello, Colin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Colin. Have you had a few?
You've got to be joking.
Good boy, good boy.
Listen, yes. These first cousins marrying.
Yes.
Your last caller touched on the subject. If my dad's brother and his wife had children, that would be my cousin, correct?
Your dad's brother, yes, yes, your uncle had,
now,
yes.
If I married my first cousin...
Yes.
Then my uncle and auntie
It'd
would
be really become, sexy. What?
Yeah. If I married my first cousin, my uncle and auntie would then become my mother and father-in-law.
Law. Yes.
And my dad would become my...
Your granddad.
My dad would become my father-in-law's brother.
Brother. Yeah.
Work that one out.
Who's your granddad?
My dad's dad.
Okay, fine. So that doesn't change, does it? Or he becomes your granddad-in-law as well. Can you have a granddad-in-law? Yeah.
Step-granddad-in-law.
Step-granddad-in-law twice removed? It's wrong, Colin. It's wrong, isn't it?
Well, I mean to say, some of the ethnic minorities first...
Oh, dear God. Well, I tell you what, we'll stop there, shall we? Oh, ho, ho, ho. No, no, no. We don't... I'm not... No, 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 no. We don't want any of that. Let me lighten things up just for a couple of seconds. That's better. 0870-9090-973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're still talking about that. I do want to speak to someone before 6.30 this evening who's got an amusing I copped off with my mother-in-law story. It will be a lot of fun. You know your pet? If you don't kiss it, then you shouldn't be caring for it, and it should be taken off you and put down in front of your eyes to teach you a lesson. That's the truth. I think that not enough people care for their pets, and they don't kiss them. It's the truth. 0870-9090-973 is the phone number. We'll take some of your calls after the latest LBC 97.3 news and me having a wee.
He'll now finish at 6.30.
Yeah. Stumbled at the end, but excellent stuff. Those are the new hours, 3 till 6.30. So if you're just joining us, you've missed the first hour. Yes, you may have missed the first hour deliberately, out of your own choice, after the debacle that was... I'm friends with the ninjas now. Nice to meet you. After the nightmare that was yesterday's 3 till 4 hour. Today's has been a humdinger. Yes, we've touched on incest. Yes, we've spoken to drug addicts. Yes, there was some slightly racist banter that we cut off. It's all been there. So things, gang, are back to normal. Don't forget, we're going to 6:30 now. There are a few changes that are happening. Well, they're not. There's a couple of changes. The first thing is, we now have a daily correspondent update of 5:38. I have my three printed correspondent updates, and there's some pretty darn good stuff here. Some pretty darn good stuff here. We have one correspondent booked in on the phone. If you are a correspondent and you're free at 5:38 to give us an update live on Divilis, then can you give Agent Chris a call now on 0870-9090-973? The phones are very busy at the moment. Lots of perverts and freaks wanting to talk about copping off with their cousins. But keep trying, because we do need one more live update. And also, after 6:30, because I have a very badly worded contract, I have to work that extra half an hour. Agent Chris has a watertight contract, meaning he does not have to work it. So he's going to stick around, though. It's not football training tonight, is it, Chris? Is it? No, it's not. You've not bought your kit bag anyway. That's how I can tell. So he's going to stick around and help us. But it means after 6:00, we will be taking your calls straight to air. And also, we've mentioned this before, and we've got a couple of humdingers to play you today. We're looking for you to send in little clips, little bits and pieces that you've made. Anything you want on MP3 or on CD. No more than 2 minutes long. Anything you want. Maybe little songs you've done. We've had a lot of people remixing Barry from the Watford, who's one of our callers, to dance music. And they're quite good. They're quite good. We'd like some slightly other different things. But you can do pretty much... Oh, we had some brilliant stuff. These rappers. Oh, it was brilliant. Except it got really sweary and it got quite macabre. So I've had to send it back and see if they can clean it up. But it was brilliant. So anything you want, pretty much. No more than 2 minutes long. Ideally about 50 seconds to a minute and a half. You can send it on the MP3 to ian@lbc.co.uk. And the better quality, the better. We've had some... We're going to play one today. It's not brilliant quality, but I think we can get away with it. We'll play two today, and one is later on from Igor. We are talking about relatives. When is it okay to fancy a relative? We are looking for someone who's got an amusing "I copped off with my mother-in-law" story. I'm being very specific there, because I think it would lighten the day a bit to hear about a young gentleman copping off with his wife's mother. I think it'll be a little bit of sexy fun. 0870 9090 973. And I do want to know, I actually had a row with Adrian Crisp today. I was talking about how I kiss my cat Velvet. I kiss her because she's the most beautiful little thing in the world. And you've got to kiss her when she's sniffing your eyeball and being all affectionate and waking you up because she wants her breakfast at 6 in the morning, the little so-and-so. So I kiss her. Adrian Crisp thinks it's wrong and he thinks it's disgusting. I think au contrary to that. I think if you don't kiss your pet, and I don't mean in a sexual manner, so stop that now, you freaks. If you don't kiss your pet, if you don't show it enough affection and care, then you don't deserve to have that pet. That pet should be taken off you and put down in front of you. To teach you a lesson. Because pets like love. Have you got a pet? Do you kiss it? Do you let your dog lick your face? Does your pet ever kiss you? 0870 9090 973. Eileen is in the Wimbledon.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen.
This isn't my family, but it's a very close friend.
Okay.
A bit complicated.
They all have been so far, Eileen.
It's my friend. I'll call him John. He's not John, but I'll just, to make it easy.
What's his real name?
I'm not telling.
Oh, no, okay, sorry, it's John. It's John or Joan?
John.
It's Joan. John.
John.
Joan.
It's a guy.
Called Joan? That's weird. Eileen, I'm going to do something. Can I play a little bit of a song clip for you?
Uh-huh.
I bet you know what it's going to be, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Oh, I just had to do it. I'm sorry, I had to do it. So, okay, so your friend Joan.
John?
Yes.
He got married, and had a baby a year later.
Oh, dear.
And a year later, already? She ran off with his father, a father-in-law.
The baby did?
No, his wife.
His wife ran off with a baby?
No, I'm confused, her father-in-law.
It's the accent is making it difficult to understand. The father-in-law ran off with him. That's his dad.
His dad ran off with his... Oh, we are complicating it.
You're complicating it yourself!
John.
That's my Scottish accent.
don't be cheeky.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Right, John's wife ran off with her father-in-law, who's John.
Okay, so we've got John. Can we give the wife a made-up name?
We'll call her Floozy.
Floozy. And what's the father-in-law, the made-up name?
Rambo.
Okay. So John, and let's and they've had a baby, which we'll call Steve Tyler.
Uh-huh.
Steve Tyler. Okay. Right. So let's get this right. So John and Floozy get together and they marry.
Right.
They give birth to Steve Tyler.
That's right.
Okay, from Aerosmith. So then Floozy, a year later, Steve Tyler's barely a year old.
Uh-huh.
Floozy runs off with Rambo.
Who is the child's grandfather?
Oh!
But to make it even worse,
oh please,
more
God,
complicated.
Yes.
A year after that,
yes,
she had a baby to her father-in-law,
and we'll call that. Who can we call that? Fonzie. We'll call their second baby Fonzie.
So John is now father to one child
from Aerosmith,
and stepbrother,
and one child from Happy Days,
half brother,
Fonzie,
the other child,
the Fonz.
And the grandfather is now grandfather to one child
and father to Fonzie.
Father to the other child.
Would you just say that Rambo is father to Fonzie? Would you say it for me, please?
Rambo is father to Fonzie.
Thank you very much for that. That has made my day. That has made my day. Quentin is in the Forest Hill.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, mate, you're right.
I'm not too bad.
Welcome to you, Quentin.
Well, this is obviously painful to admit these kinds of stories.
Of course it is, and I shouldn't be smirking behind closed doors.
But I did fancy my sister-in-law's sister.
That's your wife, isn't it?
No, it's my brother's wife's sister.
Oh, hang on, your brother's wife's... Oh, I see, sorry, yes, sorry, I was going sister-in-law the wrong route.
I mean, I was 6 years old,
ooh,
so I wasn't in much of a position to...
No, to act upon
it.
Yes. And how old was she?
I think she was probably about 12.
Mm.
So she had a hairstyle like her Aunt Flo from Bod.
Now, how was Aunt Flo's hair? So that was just, what was that like?
It's kind of a spherical hairball.
A spherical hairball?
With a kind of decoration around.
Now, Quentin, you sound a little bit older than 6 years old now, would I be correct?
What, her or me?
You.
I'm 33.
Well, there you go. That's all worked out nicely. I don't think we ever got to the end of that, and maybe we never will. I'll take some more of your calls after a little bit of this.
With British Airways, you can now earn...
That's what Aunt Flo... Someone sent me a picture of Aunt Flo, and it's like a sort of... it is a ball of hair. And the policeman was called PC Copper. Well, that seems highly inappropriate, doesn't it? Someone sent me a stroppy email. A silly cow. Where is she? Where's it gone? I've written a reply that basically says, get stuffed. Where has it gone? Oh, dearie me. It's not even that exciting, really. I shouldn't be bothered reading it out. Susie?
Hello?
You're right there. Can you wait there for a second?
Yes.
Oh, so, Susie, listen to this. This is the kind of filth I have to put up with. This is from a woman called Jane Norway. I really hope you read this out if you are the man you like to portray. I don't know what that means. I have recently started listening to this station, and I must say I get extremely irritated every time you come on. It does not pay to be rude. Get that in your head and get a life. That's quite rude. I so prefer James O'Brien to you. That's not very nice, is it, Susie?
No, that's really bad. You're really good. I like you a lot.
And I like James O'Brien too, but I've written an email telling her to get lost. Anyway, Susie, what can I do for you?
Well, you were talking about, like, kissing animals.
Yes.
And people are telling you that it's bad. It's really not bad, because I kiss my chickens all the time and stuff.
Okay, we're going to deal with part of what you said in a moment, but the first thing we're going to do is it's Agent Chris that thinks it's wrong and it's inappropriate to kiss pets. And he's... All pets need affection and love, don't they, Susie?
Yeah.
Did you say chickens?
I did.
You fruitcake! What are you doing? Pet chickens?
Yeah, and cats and dogs and stuff.
Cats and dogs and stuff, I like. But they are acceptable pets. No one has a pet chicken, Susie.
Well, I do.
How many have you got?
Four.
What are they called?
Henry, Brewster, William and Charlie.
Yeah. Aren't chickens... Let me go. Chickens are ladies, aren't they?
Yeah.
They've all got gentlemen's names.
All ladies, but we haven't had a man because it's too loud, so we just decided to call them men.
You've got some kind of strange butch chickens going on. And are they allowed inside the house?
No.
No, that would be inappropriate, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah,
how do you kiss a chicken? Does it sit on your... Do you stroke it?
Well, you just pick it up and give it a kiss.
Have you ever hypnotised a chicken?
No, I'm not sure I know how to do that.
Oh, man, I do know how to... I genuinely know how to do this, and it's safe to do. What you do, you know, you get hold of a chicken's head, and it's not cruel, Susie. You get hold of a chicken's head, and you push it so its face is down on the floor, okay? Its beak is on the floor. Okay?
Okay.
You get your finger, you put it at the end of the chicken's beak, and you draw a straight line with your finger out from the beak. And it'll be hypnotised.
I'll try that.
You don't sound convinced. You think I'm making this up. You think this is another, that there were some ants that carried a baby away story, don't you?
Kinda.
I promise you, it is so... In fact, keep listening, because I'm gonna... If you've ever hypnotised a chicken, or if you know what I'm talking about, 0870-9090-973. Honestly, you put its head down. It's not cruel. It's a little bit cruel. It don't matter. It's only a chicken, isn't it? And you draw a line out from its beak. Hypnotising. Promise you. So, please, I need someone to call in and back me up on this. 0870-9090-973. Marilyn is in the Croydon. Marilyn, you must have hypnotised a chicken.
No, I haven't.
Oh, dear God, I thought... Okay, never mind. What can I do for you, Marilyn?
Well, I don't agree with your friend saying that it's
well,
wrong to kiss...
Yeah, you're talking about Adrian Crisp. Can I just say, Marilyn, he's not my friend. He's my producer.
Your colleague, then.
Yeah.
I have 5 pussycats, and 2 of them are 25 years old.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yeah,
they're not, because cats don't live that. No, they're not.
They do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No.
They do. I'd like you to argue with my vet on that.
I will do. Get your vet on. I will argue with any vet. I will... 25 years old?
They are 25 years
old.
You
are talking out your...
And they have love, attention, they get spoiled. And I don't think it's harmful to give them a kiss on the head if they're good or if they come up to you and give you some affection.
Likewise, it's perfect except to give them a slap, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, my youngest cat, if I pick him up, he actually bites my nose ever so carefully.
Yeah.
And it's like to say, well, hello, where have you been?
yes. Don't pick him up.
Oh, no, he's so cute. You can't...
Oh, you can't help but pick him up! but I think... Marilyn, do you agree with me? Maybe this is a bit harsh. I think this is acceptable. If an owner does not kiss their pet, does not give the pet the affection they deserve, the pet should be destroyed in front of them.
Well, no, maybe the owner should have something drastically done for them, but I wouldn't take it out on the animal, no.
I think that by seeing an animal die in front of them, it might teach them a little bit of respect for that animal.
That might be the case, but then you've got hard nuts that won't agree with
us. I beg your pardon?
They have hard nuts that won't agree with us. People in general who don't take care of their animals.
They have hard nuts?
They're hard nuts. Like, idiots.
Wow. Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry. You mean hoodies, ruffians. Crikey. Oh, here we go. Kip is in the East Grinstead. Hello, Kip.
Hello, mate.
Kip, why have you called in, please?
Well, I can hypnotise a chicken, but in a slightly different way.
Come on! Everyone thinks I'm making this up. Okay, what is your way of hypnotising a chicken?
All right, you go and find a reasonably friendly chicken and pick it up so it's not scared of you.
Yes.
Turn gently onto its back.
Yes.
And put it on the ground.
Yes.
And then gently move its head on the side so its head is flat against the ground.
Okay.
And then you can take it away and walk away and it'll stay there for hours.
And it stays there. Oh, Max, my version only hypnotises them for about 30 seconds or something.
Oh, no, they will just lie there because their brains are so tiny they get completely confused by it and just sit there.
And when I'm saying hypnotising, I don't mean you can make a chicken believe it's Elvis Presley or forget the number 7, but it just goes in a trance, and it's there, isn't it? It's gone.
It's there. Well, they've got the brains of just so tiny.
Well, they've got the brains of chickens, haven't they? When did you learn to do this, Kip?
I don't know. I used to live, I had a farm at the bottom of the garden. We used to do all kinds of hideous things, but that was one of the nicer things.
Please don't tell me
you
didn't push cows over in their sleep. Did you? Did you?
No, but it would be a laugh.
Have you ever done it?
No.
I've seen someone do it. It's bad. Seriously, I'm not, I'm genuinely, hypnotising chicken is fine. I'm not condoning this, but I drank when I was 14. I've been in a field in Windsor. I've seen someone push over a sleeping cow. It's bad, but, you know, it's done. Kip, listen, mate, thank you very much for that. I'm genuinely not condoning that. It's a very bad thing to do. But if you've seen it, you know, you've seen it. I'm sure you can find it on the internet if you want to have a good look around. 087. I just need to have a quick look, Agent Chris, at what's the old. These computers are being a little bit slow today, aren't they? Just need to jot that down. Thanks very much. Okay, it's yours again now. You can have it. Do we need one more correspondent for 5:38? Man alive. Have I picked some dud correspondents? Because where the hell is the flood of phone calls that we need? We're doing the live correspondent update. It's daily now. We haven't got the clip, have we, either, Chris, from the voiceover gentleman. He's not done that yet, has he? Gonna slap him. We're doing a live daily correspondent update now. We need one more correspondent to take part. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to crash around our ears after just one day. The lines are very busy. But if you are one of my correspondents, could you please get on the phone now? For God's sakes! And give us a call and be prepared to do a live update at 5:38. 08709090973. Ian! It's from Simon at work in the Southwark. Just thought of an in-law snogging story in my family. My dad's cousin... God, this is so confusing, cousin. All this cousin nonsense. My dad's cousin started seeing a lady a few years ago. She then split up with my dad's cousin to start seeing my dad's cousin's son, my second cousin once removed. My family weren't bothered by this. We just think it's funny and hope to see them on Trisha one day. Ian, I kiss my dog loads, but I'm not sure he appreciates it much. When he gets fed up, he normally gives me a kick. However, I think it's a bit odd when middle-aged men let small dog with bows on their fur lick them all in the mouth. From Michelle. Well, you wouldn't want a dog tonguing you. That would be inappropriate and would be wrong. Who's this? Who's this? I'm not so handy because I was unfortunately... I've got no idea what's going on there. We're getting loads of kind of slightly dubious stories about people, cousins kissing and copping off with each other. Let's not go into too much graphic detail for that. Jenny is in the Maid of Vale.
Hi, Ian.
Jenny, why are you calling in?
Why? Well, I used to hypnotise chickens.
I love it.
I lived in Scotland.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It's easy peasy. It's great, isn't it?
What was your technique for doing it, Jenny?
Well, the same as you.
Yep.
And I put my hand over their face, down their beak.
Yep.
And I'd sort of do it, not a straight line, I'd go in a big arc.
Okay.
And I'd go back and do it again and again. And it was great. I loved it.
And how long would they stay under for, Jenny?
Oh, they'd stay there for about 5 minutes.
Oh, man. It's
good. Quite a few minutes.
What, Chris, can we get a chicken in the studio by 6:30?
Ian?
He's saying no. Yes, Jenny?
But also, I know they have little brains, but in our chickens, I had one that was a pet. And I called her Chuck.
I was pregnant at
After Chuck Norris, the martial arts movie star.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yes.
Yeah. And I lived in the hills in Scotland.
Yes.
And she used to... I made special attention to her.
Yes.
They were all red chickens. I forget what they're called. Yes. Rhode Island, I don't know. But she had a little feather sticking up the back, and she used to follow me around and run after
Jenny,
me.
Stay there. I've got to go to a break. We'll come back and find out about Chuck the Chicken after this.
Now you can enjoy listening to Bite Size...
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Dear Ian, I kiss both my bunny rabbits and my daughter kisses her gerbil. Did Lady Lindy of the Chipstead. P.S. When Chavvy Vicky next phones, can you ask Itchy It? Sorry, not ask her if I've got an Itchy Ear, because I have got an Itchy Ear. When Chavvy Vicky next phones, ask her if she's a nurse in Croydon, because that's where I did my nurse training. Chavvy Vicky ever called again? I got stacked loads of emails. Where did these come from? Flipping heck, let me do some of these. Let me play catch up on the emails. Jenny and the Maid of Ale?
Yeah.
Can we finish your chicken story in 1 second?
Yeah.
I can sort of do these emails. Hello there, Ian. I thought you might like to know my boyfriend's name is Mr. A. Morrill, which of course sounds like Mr. A. Morrill. Yeah, thank you, Sophie. Ian, I had a friend who had 6 pet chickens and 2 pet ducks, as well as the dog, and 6 cats and the fishes. I also had a friend who had a pet pig. I suppose it's okay if you live where I live, says Andy. Well, I'm guessing, Andy, you live on a farm. I don't know. We're saying if you don't give your animal enough affection, your pet, and kiss it, it should be put down in front of you to teach you a lesson. Ian, you can't kill an innocent animal just because the owner of said animal doesn't give it enough affection. It's not fair, and it's not the animal's fault. Your idea is cruel, says Asan. Well, Asan, sometimes you've got to be cruel to be kind, as Nick Lowe once sang in, I think it was probably the 1970s, maybe the 1980s. Ian, my pet rabbit started getting really randy, but was too old to be knocked out by injection, so the vet hypnotised him by rubbing his belly, then cut all of his bits off. You can hypnotise bunny rabbits now? Man, rabbits are nasty. We should just get rid of rabbits. We were talking on Monday about which animal we should get rid of. It should be rabbits. We should just wipe out all rabbits because they're nasty, vicious little so-and-sos. Anyway, about an hour ago, we were speaking to Jenny in the Maid of Vale, who was telling me about a chicken called Chuck that she thought had arms. Jenny, please continue with the story.
No, they look like they should have arms.
But they're chickens, Jenny!
I know, but when
a chicken with arms would blow your mind!
But anyway, yes. They have got pea brains, but if you take time with one of them, they're really great. You know, she was very intelligent.
She wasn't. How did her intelligence shine through?
Well, I'll tell you. When I used to dig in the kitchen garden doing things, she'd be there, the only one, because she trusted me so much. And she'd be there for her worms, so she got more worms when I dug them up.
Okay.
All the others, I used to feed them all near the barn, and there was a post there.
Yes.
And I had a dish with all the corn in, and they'd all be scrabbling on the floor. But Chuck would jump up next to me, and she'd just peck, peck, peck at the bowl with
Do
all the
you
corn
suspect
in.
That maybe Chuck... Do you believe in reincarnation, Jenny?
Possibly. I think she's a dog in this life.
That wasn't where I was going, but that's freaked me out.
So, yes, I do believe
that. Do you think that maybe she was a relative of yours before she became Chuck the Chicken?
Very likely. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
And she's a dog now, you say?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know.
Don't know, really.
You're just guessing.
No.
So it's not a dog you've got that's like Chuck?
No.
That'd be crazy.
She was great. She used to... Because I was pregnant at the time, and she used to... I used to lie
God,
in the
you've got a child.
And sit on my tummy, you know?
Yes, yes, and try and hatch it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, nor do I. Jenny, thanks very much. It was almost worth the wait. Steve is in the Deptford.
Hi there.
Hello, mate. What can I do for you?
You're talking about the joys of kissing animals.
Yes, in a non-sexual way.
Well, I hope not to.
Mm, I hope not to.
Well, I was in India this time last year in Goa.
Oh, yes.
And I went along with a female mate of mine.
Yes.
And she couldn't resist picking up every lovely, cuddly little... stray dog, and there were plenty of them on the
sheep. Hang on a minute. She picked up cuddly stray dogs in India?
Yes.
Okay, she's an idiot, but carry on.
On beautiful Palalim Beach.
Yes.
But don't all go there.
Yes.
And everyone was saying, don't touch them, they're covered in fleas.
Of course they are. Rabies. Rabies.
Maybe. And,
No, rabies.
Yeah, maybe rabies too.
Oh, I've got their second album. Go on.
Anyway, we came back, and I didn't hear from her for a few weeks.
She died.
I couldn't contact her. And
yes.
Eventually she phoned me. She said, you won't believe it. She said, I've been in hospital, got this terrible disease called Giardia, I think it's called.
That's French for police, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Or Italian or something, yes.
I've probably got the pronunciation slightly wrong.
Probably.
But she had to take the strongest antibiotics you can get.
What, known to man?
Available at the doctor's,
Available at the doctor's,
hospital,
yeah. Pharmacy.
And she told me I should take them as well, but she said, they'll make you really ill and you can't...
Why? Were they good?
And
yes.
You can't do things... And
so what were the symptoms of this disease? Gardia.
I don't know. People might be eating at this time, you know.
Okay.
You know, nasty rear-end problems.
Rear-end problems?
Yeah, it's a worm.
Oh. Steve, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you...
were licking her face, you know.
Steve, I'm going to ask you a question.
Go on.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making
She had worms coming out of her bum because a dog licked her face.
No, the worms are in your intestines.
How did they get in there from a dog lick?
Because tiny worms in your saliva, they get in your face.
They get in your face?
People, dogs lick your face.
Yeah.
Dogs have got these
tongues.
Bacteria,
yes.
In their bodies.
Yes.
Licking
it's a bit stupid. Heart. I wouldn't even let... Do you remember in the 70s? I remember going like to France and Spain in like the 70s and early 80s. And in France and Spain, there was all this... Oh, rabies. Oh, they've all got rabies. Oh, don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's got rabies. Every animal in France had rabies. So a dog in India must be just really rank.
They do have rabies in some parts of India, I believe.
Yes, I bet they do.
But not in Goa, I hope.
I'm just trying to make a joke about being a real goer, but I can't do it, Steve, and it's probably not worth the effort, is it?
No,
it probably isn't. Okay. It was, you've got to think on your feet, and sometimes these things don't work. More often than not, they don't work, but I don't care. What are we talking about? We are asking, we're still doing this relative thing, and that's kind of a little bit upsetting. We'll do that a little bit later on. Sorry, this isn't the studio that we've been using for the past 3 months. Because apparently, Anna Rayburn gets our studio. I don't know why, I'm not going to argue, but let's just say Agent Chris isn't happy, and I've tried to calm him down, but boy, oh boy. So things have gone a little bit cock-a-hoop. I've lost a bit of paper that I was using. Hang on a second. I'm just going to play a little bit of music while I look for my paper. Please bear with me. Found it already, sorry. Fans of Would I, sorry, I found it straight away. I thought that was going to take a lot longer than it did. Yes, we're asking, have you ever fancied a relative? I do genuinely want... we don't ask for specific stories, but I do want someone to phone in and say, I've got an amusing story about me copping off with my mother-in-law. I just think it would kind of drive the show along a little bit to have a slightly quirky fella saying about how he cheated on his wife with her mother. I think that would be a lot of fun. I just think that kind of, you know, would be a lot of fun. If that is you, then 0870-9090-973. And have you ever fancied a relative? We found out, we've discovered, much to my disgust, that it's legal for cousins to get married. Well, that's wrong, isn't it? It's legal. Fair enough. It's wrong, though. It's got to be wrong. But have you ever copped off with a relative? And did it all kick off in your family when you said, oh, yeah, you know... my cousin, sleeping with her, and we're getting married and stuff. Everyone that's called in and said that's happened has kind of been... And the family was fine. Someone must have surely said, this is a wrong thing that you are doing. And we're also talking about showing affection to pets. I had a huge row with Adrian Crisp today. Saying about how I've been kissing my cat this morning, just being affectionate. He thinks it's disgusting to kiss pets, to kiss animals. I think, au contraire, if you don't kiss your animal, if you don't show it enough affection, then that pet should be taken away from you and killed in front of you. To teach you a lesson about respect and love of animals. That's what I think. If you think I'm wrong, or if you think I'm right and you want to big me up, then please give us a call, 0870-9090-973. You can email as well, and I've got a stack load of emails, which after the news, I'm going to go through a lot of these emails. It's Ian, I-A-I-N, at lbc.co.uk. Delia is in the Epsom.
Hello.
Hello, Delia.
Hello.
My ears are really itchy. What does that mean?
You got ear mites.
Oh, no. Well, I was hoping you'd say I was going to get a surprise or something. Not I'm a flea bag.
No, I don't think so. I think itchy hands mean you're coming into money, but,
itchy hands is bad circulation. Itchy nose means you're going to get a surprise.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Well. Oh, crikey. I, yes, Agent Chris. Sorry, I'm still... Agent Chris has given me some information. Delia, what can I do for you?
I'm just funny off about rabbits, actually.
Oh, they're horrible little so-and-sos, aren't they?
And have you had a bad experience with rabbits?
Yeah, they bit me, they stink, they're manky, they're horrible, they're rotten.
Oh, really? Well,
I don't agree with you, actually, Ian. We run a rabbit rescue. We run a registered charity.
Oh, don't rescue them. Let them go.
No, they're lovely.
Really?
Yeah. Most of the problem with rabbits is actually not the rabbits. It's people.
Delia, stay there for a second. For yet again, for the third time today, I've done some bad, bad timing with my out times. We'll take your call after we've had a bit of this.
The London boat...
Thank you. Sorry, I was eating a lovely sandwich. Itchy ears mean someone is talking about you. Left means it's good, right means it's bad, says Nicky. No, that's burning ears. Not itchy ears. Ian Lee, what the hell is this? Ian Lee, Correspondent League, is out of control. Ian Lee, he is out of control. He must be stopped. He is firing way too many people. So can someone who has a website set up an Ian Lee Correspondent Trade Union? This is the third time I've emailed about this. So can someone set up a correspondent trade union? I will be the head of the organisation, and the website owner will be the Ian Lee trade union correspondent. I understand that Vicky got fired for no reason. Maybe Chavvy Vicky could be the trade union correspondent. Vicky, if you're listening, call up Ian to say if you're going to set up a trade union. P.S. Remember, I will be head of the organisation. The owner of the website will be the Ian Lee trade union correspondent. What a bizarre email. But no, my friend, there is no trade union. I am in charge of the correspondents. They do my bidding. We're still looking for one more correspondent for 5:38. If you want that to be you, then give us a call. Anyway, I've really muffed up the timings today. It's just because they're all over the shop. Delia in the Epsom, you were talking about how much you hate rabbits.
No, I'm talking about how much I love rabbits.
Oh, sorry, I hate rabbits. You like them, yes.
You hate them, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we run a rescue centre, a registered charity.
Yeah.
And we have... well over 100 rabbits at the moment.
Oh God, are they at it like rabbits?
No, because we neuter and spay them all.
You
so
cut them,
can't they?
Cut them off. Good. But they're just vicious little sods, aren't they? They bite you. They spit.
No. You know, the problem is that what people do is people just buy a rabbit and they stick it in a hutch in the garden,
yep,
and
it
hasn't got space and it hasn't got company, and they get lonely and hormonal. And really, if you create the right environment and give them the company of another rabbit. They're fantastic.
Do you know, Delia, I know someone who did exactly what you're describing there. Her name's Carol. She's in the Guildford. She's on the line now. Carol?
Hi, Delia. Yeah, it wasn't me. It was my ex-husband.
What's happened? Stop blaming him, Carol, for your...
He bought the rabbits, and I said, look, children are going to grow out of them. Don't worry. He says, I'll look after it. And unfortunately, one died.
Yeah.
We have a rabbit left that the children are now older. He won't have anything to do with it.
He's gone, is he, Carol? He's gone.
Yeah.
He's looking after someone else's hutch.
Yes, but it hardly, yes.
Yes, unbelievable.
But I just, you know, I feel so sorry for this rabbit. You know, she is lonely. She's, the children, it's me that ends up looking after it.
What's the rabbit called, Carol?
Dusty.
Dusty?
Yeah.
Delia, what's
like,
the...
She looks like Thumper out of, you know, Walt Disney.
No, she doesn't. Delia, what's the best thing for Carol to do to Dusty? Have it put down?
No.
How old is Dusty?
About 4 years.
And is she a female?
Yes.
Really? I mean, the best thing, really... The
eBay? Thing. eBay?
No!
What?
No!
I mean, I've heard that people buy the run and the hutch just to, you know, and they don't want the rabbit.
They
and
want
I
the
can't,
hutch.
I want it to go somewhere, for it to go somewhere nice. Where
do you want to keep the rabbit or do you want to find a new home for her?
Find a new home for her.
Oh, that's so...
Okay. Do you know the best thing to do, actually, is contact us.
Right.
Whereabouts are you?
Guildford.
Yeah, you're not far. We're just in Epsom. If you,
yes.
If you have a look on... our website. Can I mention our website, Ian?
Yeah. Well, it's not a... It's not going to be some porny rabbit website, is it?
No.
No.
You've been on it before, actually. It's a proper website. We're a registered charity.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, it's www.
Right.
Yep. Bobtails Rescue. That's all one word.
Bobtails Rescue. I feel a little
How
bit...
How do you spell that? B-O-B...
How do you spell Bobtails?
A Bobtail. Sorry, I didn't catch that yet.
Yeah.
Rescue, all one word.
Yeah.
Yep.
.org.uk.
Wow. Are we, right. Hang on a minute, are we doing some good on this show? What the hell is going on? This is wrong!
Really? I just feel so sorry for the rabbit, and I just want it to go to somewhere, a nice home.
Oh, no. Don't feel sorry for Dusty, they don't have feelings.
Said, I'll just shoot it, that's what he said, and I leave the door open, and I said no.
Delia, yes,
Ian?
Yes.
Ian, you want to come and visit us? We're fantastic.
No. Because you know what's going to happen? I will walk away with 20 rabbits.
No, because we'd have to do a home check first to make sure you're suitable, and you might not be.
Because I'm suitable, I'm brilliant at stuff.
No, I don't know, I'd have doubts.
Would my...
Yes, I have doubts.
You, right, Carol, you shut up. Delia, would my cat eat a rabbit?
No, probably not. No, they usually get on quite well.
Oh, well, that might be quite fun.
And you can litter train rabbits. You know, they're very.
No,
clean.
You can't litter train.
Yeah, you can.
Carol, is it all right if we got? Can we give Carol? Delia, can we give Carol your phone number?
Yeah, of course you can.
Is that right? Okay, listen, go away. Thank you. We're doing too much good. Carol, go and we'll give you Delia's number. Get in touch with her. And we're doing too much good. There, we need that.
Ian, that's not intelligent.
Apparently it is intelligent, though. Can't believe we're doing... What is happening to this show? We're doing good for people. We're trying to talk about incestual relationships and shooting animals, and now we've fixed up a rabbit with a rabbit home. Never mind. 08709090973. It's good every now and then to be helpful, isn't it? Ian, I reckon your story about the chickens is true, because I know a farmer who done it. This is Andrew Edgar, which is nice. Dearie, dearie me. Ian, I married my brother-in-law. Best thing I ever did. Still together 20 years later. We are friends with my ex, who is now my brother-in-law. It did cause trouble at the time, but no regrets, says Lynn. Let's go to Hemel Hempstead. It's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Your Majesty, Sir Ian Lee, I would like to request forgiveness.
For what?
Oh, you don't remember. Okay, so let's get on. God,
Ben,
kill the animals.
Ben?
Oh, no.
Ask me a question. Ask the question, Ben.
Ian?
Yes?
Will you please unban me from your wonderful show?
No! 08709090970. He's banned for the entire year. 2007, we're still here. He's more than welcome to come on. I'd love to chat to him in 2007. That's a year away, and I'll have left in October. Because my contract runs out, and there's no way they're going to ask me to come back. No way! Ah! Ian, I think it is legal to marry a first cousin in the UK. I used to fancy my cousin, but it is a bit weird. I grew out of it eventually. What, Alice? You're right to grow out of it, because it's a little bit pervy. Oh, I'm not reading that. Christ, I can't believe you let that one get through. No, don't shake your head saying no, Agent Chris. You should have censored it. Filth. Ian, oh, I've got really bad wind. I've had a sandwich from Marx's. It's cheap, brie and grape or something. No, it's not. It's brie and grape. It's not their nicest sandwich, to be honest. Maybe a bit windy pops. Ian, I kissed my dog Duke, a Gordon Setter, only on his head as he eats his doo-doos. From Fred in the Felton. I'm confused. Can we come back after this?
I know that BGR Bloomer 30.
All right, okay, this is good. We can help Sardar here. Sardar says, Ian, he's emailed him. Ian at lbc.co.uk. So these are the serious issues that count. Real life, real London. Ian, I need to know which girl is better looking. He sent in a picture of himself with two girls. That's me with them, and I've heard they both like me quite a bit. And I'm serious. I need your help, Ian. Who's better looking? Cheers, man. Oh, it's from Raj in Chigwell. Or maybe Raj is his pseudonym, and he's actually called Tyler. I don't know. I knew you'd go for the one on the right, Agent Chris, because she looks a bit like Chicago. It's got to be said, like a slightly duskier version of Chicago. See, I like the look of the one on the right, but I bet she can be a bit of a cow. Do you know what I mean? Something a bit of a snotty, stuck up cow. Whereas the one on the left, the pose there. Yeah, the one on the right... No, the one on the right looks like she could be a bit of a pain, I think. The one on the left looks like more fun. I'll go for the one on the left, Raj. Just call, let us know how you get on. Abby's in the South Kensington.
Hello.
Hello, Abby, you're right.
That was a bit cruel of you to cut Ben off.
He's banned. He was rude. He was rude about some of our callers. So he's banned.
I haven't been rude about Vicky, actually.
He will probably be rude about you if he had the chance. And he's Robert Elms' nephew.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. But...
Yeah. So, no, he's banned. He's banned for two... He's allowed back on in 2007.
Okay, fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, you might have grown up by then.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't either.
Well, hang on, there's a delivery. Hang on. Dear all, if anyone inadvertently received a delivery of plastic leaflet dispensers... Oh, no, sorry, that's not... we quite often get emails saying there's a parcel for you downstairs, but no, they're actually...
What LBC was that all about?
Well, I don't know. It's irrelevant. You shouldn't have heard it. Behind the scenes, you don't need to know.
Did.
No. Okay. Abby, yes, hello, hi!
Yeah, hello, hi!
Hi. Hey, it's good having Clive Ball back, isn't it?
I don't know, because I wasn't here when he wasn't here.
Oh, well, you missed it, okay. He was on top... can I just say, Bob last night was on top form. Did you hear Bob whinging about eating a Yorkie because it might have maggots in it? What?
Yeah.
And when Clive opened... Sorry, I'll go off on a tangent, and means we'll run out of time, and we'll have to come back off the news. But Clive had this old Yorkie, and when he opened it, Bob moved to the back of the studio in case maggots came out of it. What? What planet is he from? It was brilliant to listen to, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean. He's like that, though, isn't he?
He's a lovely gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a little bit odd, though, at times. What? Right. You don't just get maggots in Yorkie. Well, obviously, you don't generally, but... Because it was a year out of date.
He won't eat curry because his girlfriend won't eat it.
He's never had a milkshake.
What?
He's never... I bought him, about a year ago, I bought him a bottle of Crusher strawberry milkshake. He won't drink it. He's never had a milkshake.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, and bless him. Yeah. Everyone, listen, if you're listening to Clive Ball Show tonight, phone up and insist that Bob tries milkshake.
Well, I'll certainly be doing that.
Please do. Call in and I may call in under a pseudonym and insist that Bob... Hello, Clive, I insist that... That's the voice I'll be using. I insist that Bob has a milkshake.
Just give it away now. Oh. A different voice now.
Oh, yeah. that's the only voice I've got, Abby.
No, you haven't. I heard you doing a good Bristolian one earlier on.
A Bristolian?
Or Somerset or something.
It was a bit Somerset. That's right, you've been doing it a little bit like that.
Yeah, that one.
That's the other voice I got there. I could do that one there. I insist that Bob drinks a milkshake this evening, Clive. Otherwise, yes. I won't be listening to you no more. Abby, yes. For the third time today, I have completely muffed up the timings, the news, and all of that shenanigan.
Oh, well done.
So we haven't got time to sort you.
Right.
But you've got a choice. You can hang up, forget this ever happened, we don't ever need to talk again, or you can come back after the news.
I'll come back after the news.
Oh, you greedy cow. Abby, stay there, we'll speak to you in a few minutes. 08709090973. Kissing animals and copping off with relatives. Is any of it ever acceptable? We'll find out after the latest LBC News. Sorry, I was thrown. Thrown before the break. We were, a young gentleman asked for our opinion on two ladies. It's like a cattle market here, I make no bones about it. Which we thought was the hottest. Well, the pictures he sent in weren't quite clear enough. He sent in three excellent pictures, which I should be studying in great depth. I'm friends with the ninjas now. Thank you. We'll be studying in great depth after the show finishes, but may I say... Thank you. He's going to give us a call tomorrow. Let us know how he gets on. The timing is all over the place, because when we did the show last week, you won't know this, but we didn't have as much news, there weren't as many travel things, and so I'm kind of in some crazy time that doesn't make sense. Anyway.
It will come back to you.
No, it won't, though. I've lost it.
Yes, it will.
Lost it.
I've got every confidence that it will.
Did you hear the first hour today?
Yeah.
Better than the first hour yesterday, wasn't it?
It was good, because Terry in the City called in.
You're limp, you are! Is Anna Rayburn horny? Is she horny? I couldn't believe that.
Yeah,
that's what the first hour should be like.
You're scared of her, aren't you?
Sorry?
You're really scared of her.
I'm genuinely scared of her, yes.
Yeah.
I don't quite know...
Imagine she's your best friend or something and forget it's her.
Well, my best friends, strangely, are not 61-year-old women. I genuinely don't know how to act around her. I've done the cheeky, sort of wide boy, little bit ducking and diving. I've done the flirty thing. I'm a little bit... None of it washes with her. She sees right through me and she knows that I'm an idiot.
Well, she's a... psychology freak, so...
She is, I believe that's the technical term, psychology freak. and there's nothing that can be done about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
I was ringing to talk about pets.
Desperado! What? I mean, I might be going to see the Eagles with Maxie Allen.
Well, hey.
Hmm.
Making friends with the enemy's producer.
Well, exactly. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drug Maxie Allen, and I'm going to put him in the boot of a car.
Oh,
and
go for it.
I'm going to lock him up for three... No, not at all. But yeah, we might go and see the Eagles. That'd be good, wouldn't
it? Oh, yeah, coming
up. I like the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Sweet.
Greedy.
Very greedy indeed. But they're the Eagles. They're big rock stars in the 70s.
Yeah.
They can get away with having seven women.
I was only just here, so I don't really know.
No, I wasn't really here. Abby, sorry, you've called in for a reason. It's not for me to sing two Eagles songs to you, is it? or is it?
Well, no.
Okay, that's disappointing.
Not really.
It's disappointing because I was enjoying singing those songs.
Never mind. Well, all good things have to come to
All good things must pass. George Harrison.
Yes, quite.
What? God, it's got a bit weird, isn't it?
What?
Nothing. Anyway, Abby, yes. Please, for God's sake, stop stalling, woman. Get to the point. What is the point?
Stalling, what are you on about? No, I kissed my cat.
We got there in the end. Abby, we got there in the end. Thanks for that. 08709090973. That was the point that was being made. It was made darn excellently. We are saying, if you don't kiss your pet... It should be taken from you, it should be put down in front of you. Then you'd learn a bit of respect for animal life, you sicko. Of course you should be cuddling your pet and kissing it and letting We've very little wallpaper in our flat because the cat rips it all down. She rips it down every now and then. I won't let her into the living room. There's new wallpaper in there and I refuse to let that be destroyed. But when you get these pets, you kind of think, do you know what? A lot of my property is going to be destroyed. That's what it's all about. I still don't think there's any call for rabbits. I still think rabbits are a load of old rubbish. So we're talking about kissing pets, and also, have you ever fancied a relative? 0870 90 973 is the phone number. Don't forget, at 5.38, we're having the second of our live daily correspondent updates. Should be a lot of fun. And after 6, because the new show is... Vicky, what time does the show start, please?
3 to 6:30.
Thank you. From 6, okay, you can go away now. So from 6 to 6:30, we will be taking your calls straight to air, and also we've got 2 MP3s to play in that people have sent in. One from Sten and one from Igor. Vicky, you can come back now.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, nice one.
I'm right outside my house, and now I've got to rummage through my bag to get my keys whilst talking on the radio.
Right, not interested.
And my cat's right by me.
Is she outside?
Yeah.
Can I hear what?
My cat meowing. She's like, Mummy's home. Can you not hear that?
I can't hear her saying Mummy's home, no. Can't hear that. Sorry. I can hear you saying that in a sad voice, but I can't hear her.
Oh, don't say it.
No, my cat, we've done this before, my cat talks. My cat talks like that. Hello, Ian.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
Oh, my God, it's him.
No, hello, Ian. Oh, and that's not how she talks. How does Velvet talk? Ian, I was wondering if I could, maybe have my breakfast a little bit earlier, please. That's how she talks.
Is she an intellectual cat, then?
No, she's just a bit clumsy and a bit... Ian, I was wondering if, I know you've got some ham in the fridge. If I could have some of that, please.
Sorry.
Are you in now?
No, I'm trying to find my keys.
Oh, shall we wait? Shall we wait for you to get in?
I've got my keys now. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Oh, this is nothing to do with cold hands.
I'll tell you what we can do. We can play some music while you get in. Here we go. Hang on.
Okay, alright.
Are you in yet?
I'm in the house.
Nice one. Well, that covered it. That was just...
Hang on. Oh. I'm in the house.
Wow, we're getting
I'm
a real...
I'm turning the light on.
A real insight into a chav's life.
I'm walking...
Guess what, gang? It's quite dull.
Oh, shut up. Hang on a second, and I'm going in...
It's like a Radio 4 play, isn't it? You're not moving anywhere. You've just got a man who's got some boots on on a bit of wood.
No,
and there's some gravel.
Right, no, listen, this is... This is my front door shutting, okay? There you go. Okay. Oh, now I can't find the light. Oh, okay. Would you stop doing that?
Vicky, what? You've been on the radio now for 3 minutes. You've given less than you normally do. What the hell do you want?
Right, yeah, sorry. I'm just... Really, it's a complaint, actually.
Oh, crikey, yeah. Here we go. Well, there's too much of that chavvy Vicky on the show.
No.
Get rid of her.
No, what it is, right, is...
What it is.
Yeah, yes. Is that I've, what's that noise? Sorry, I was,
There's a burglar.
I was listening to a podcast earlier on with Barry on it.
Yes.
And I was on the bus, and I actually laughed out loud 3 times, and there was this, I think he must have been about 11-year-old kid, like, looking at me like I was a lunatic, and I had to take my iPod off.
Yes.
And say, sorry, I'm listening to a podcast. And he didn't believe me, I don't think.
Yeah, what you do, Vicky, is when an 11-year-old child on a bus is looking at you weird, you don't talk to them, because that makes things worse. You ignore them.
No, but I was really laughing loud. I think other people could hear me as well, because I wasn't just going... I was like... So it was pretty bad.
Okay.
So it's your fault.
It was not my fault. It's Barry's fault.
Well, no, it's both your fault, because you egg him on.
I don't egg anybody on, Vicky.
Yeah, you egg Barry on.
I don't even know what the word egg means in that context, to be honest. It sounds a little bit of an innuendo, and we shall not have that. Vicky, we're going to go. 0870 90 90 973. Do you know what? I'm going to change one of these correspondent updates, because an excellent one has just come in from the Penelope Keith correspondent. More after this.
With British Airways, you can now...
Oh, I've just caught my things in my jeans. That happens sometimes. Seriously, you know when you cross your legs? Oh! Todd has emailed it. Ian, that Warren guy who calls you, I think he was on earlier today. Yes, he was, Todd. He is funny. He is madness. Is he really a gay, or is it a joke? If he is, I think I would like him, as he sounds fun. He's quite buff as well, Todd. I've seen pictures of him. I would be interested to know what you think. Have you met him? Well, no, but as I say, I've seen pictures. He's quite buff. There are lots of people in my office, and you and him make us laugh. I would like to take him out to dinner. It's a bit creepy. Bit creepy. Why, you know, what am I going to do? I'm not going to forward that email. Please, could you tell Ian Lee to read out my email? Thanks. Sir Andrew, that's interesting. Well, I will tell him next time I see him. Ian, I hated you at first, but now think you're really cool. But I have to tell you about my Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, that's like a million years ago. After finishing work and looking forward... This had better be good. I've not read this. This had better be a good story, Gary in the Chorleywood. After finishing work and looking forward to my holidays, I decided to mow my vast lawn on a cold but bright Christmas Eve. And Gary is a dick. Blimmin' heck, I got on my sit-on lawnmower and for the next 4 hours of mowing kept singing to myself, gadang, gadang. Why would you mow your lawn at that in the middle of night on New Year's Eve? That's a strange thing to do, isn't it? Oh, I haven't had this for ages. Gadang, gadang, yeah. Gadang, gadang. Oh. Gadang, gadang. Oh. Gadang, gadang. Hey. Gadang, gadang. Oh. Gadang, gadang. Ah. Wah, wah. Gadang, gadang. 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 Gary's in the Gravesend. Hello, Gary.
G'dang, g'dang.
G'dang, g'dang to you, my friend. I haven't heard that for a long, 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 long time.
That's good, isn't it?
Nah, well, it's a good song! I'm in a weird mood today, Gary.
I've noticed.
Yeah, it's slightly obnoxious, but do you know what? I think what it is, I slept so bad. I had such a busy day yesterday. I had loads of stuff to do before and after work. I slept terribly, and I've had loads of stuff to do today, and I've got loads of stuff to do tonight. I think I'm overtired.
Nah, it's not good.
It's not good. I'm a little bit hyper global colour, and I don't know what's going on. Anyway, Gary, you don't want to hear about my stresses and my strains and my life. What is happening in your life, my friend?
Lots and lots. But what I was ringing about,
yes, sir,
is the chickens.
Oh, go on.
And the hypnotising. Yeah, now I don't know much about hypnotising chickens, but I do know how to hypnotise my wife.
Wow, that sounds like a whole heap of fun. How come you know how to hypnotise your wife?
Well, I got really interested when Paul McKenna used to be on the TV, so yes. I grabbed a load of books from the library.
Do you know who one of Paul McKenna's writers was for his TV show?
Go on.
It was me.
Cool.
I was 21. I used to be a hypnotist, but I'll tell you about that more. Go on, so you got into it.
Yeah, I went to a couple of Paul McKenna shows and started reading up on it, and my then-girlfriend said to me, well, you can have a go, try on me if you like, and on about the third attempt, I cracked it.
I wish a girl would say to me, you can have a go, and then give me three attempts at cracking it. So, let's be honest, I did used to be a hypnotist. I used to do it when I was at college and used to, you know, do a few illegal hypnotist shows in pubs and clubs. Seriously, you're supposed to have a licence, I didn't. It's very, very easy to do, isn't it?
It is.
It's just sort of saying kind of the right words at the right time, in the right tone of voice, and you're asleep.
Yeah, and my record for getting her under was literally, she'd be sitting drinking a cup of tea, and I'd zap her, and she'd get the mug stuck to her lip.
You're a good lad, you're a good lad, I love it. Oh man, I wish I was hanging out with you. And so when she was under, what did you do? Bearing in mind we have children listening.
If she was really tired out, I'd make her remember a whole fortnight's holiday. So when she woke up a few minutes later, she'd remember a whole fortnight's holiday in absolute detail.
Wow, that's
which
good.
Was really nice.
Yeah.
Or I'd put her on the Starship Enterprise and she could beam up and down and all that and experience that. So she felt what it was like, which was quite fun.
Beam up and down. Did you ever do the thing where she would think you were Brad Pitt?
No. But oh, I did have her so she could see me as Homer Simpson one time.
Why did you do that, you fool? That's not sexy.
No, it's fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun. So, are you still with this woman?
I married her.
Oh, yeah. Was she hypnotised when you married her?
She's now expecting our first kiddie, so...
Oh, man alive. Well, that's all worked out nicely. It is such good fun to do, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I used to do it at college, and it turns out, I didn't know this until, like, years after I stopped doing it, that some girls find it quite sexy that you can do it, because it's a bit of a power trip. And I didn't know that, so there's me bumbling along, doing, you know, making people think they're Elvis, forget the number seven. And about 2 or 3 years later, some really fit girls go, oh, yeah, we used to fancy you and you were hypnotising people. Well, why didn't you say something, you silly moo?
Yeah, well, my missus told me once we got married, it's no more. Now everything's legal, I'm not allowed to do anything, because all the barriers are down, and I was a gentleman when I first met her.
But now you're legal, the barriers, everything, what does that mean? Gary, you're a gentleman. Habiba!
Hello, Ian. I won't keep you... Oh, Gadanga, sorry. Gadanga, my friend.
Gadanga, that's Lenny Henry.
Well, it's similar to
Gadanga, my friend.
I was going to say to you, very quickly, you mentioned the Eagles. Are they in concert in this country?
They might be.
Oh, please tell me.
Why should I tell you that?
Oh, it's not because I want to stalk you, it's because I like the Eagles.
Do you?
I have a couple of friends that like the Eagles, and it'd be really nice if me and my friends, not to stalk you, went to the Eagles concert as well.
Is this you?
Ian
no.
Lee.
The
3 hours.
No.
Listen to it, Ian Lee.
No.
The 3 hours. Ian Lee. Ian Lee, 3 to 6:30.
Who's that?
Ian Lee.
Oh, I can't
Ian
stop
Lee.
It now.
4 to 7 no more.
Sorry, there's so many voices. Anyway, so you want to go see the Eagles in concert? Yes, they are playing.
When?
I don't know. I think it's in the summer. I don't know.
But and it's in this country?
Yes.
Oh, you are a diamond. Thank you so much. You are the best. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I hadn't finished talking about it, though. She's gone. Had not finished talking about it. Well, you don't know where, Habiba. You don't know where. I'm not going to tell you. No, yeah, no. If she wants to phone back, she's more than welcome to. I'm not going to force the issue. But we were having a conversation there, weren't we? Weren't we? I think we were. That's a little bit rude. Yeah, now we're stuffed. Next call that comes on, we'll take it straight to air. Whatever it is. Next call. Next call. 0870-9090-973. Next call. Next call. Next one that lights up. Yeah, let's play some music while we're waiting for a call. Next call that comes up, I want you to put it straight through. Oh, there's a call there. There's a call there. Hello, Chris. Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, hello. Ian, look, it wasn't that. You know what it was?
Oh, it's you again!
Yeah, because you are such a busy person. Whenever I try and ring, I always have to sit and listen to Engaged Tone for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, not to be selfish to other people out there, them on.
But now you've come on twice, you greedy woman.
Well, now, because you know what? I didn't want to come across rude. I didn't want to cut you off short. There's more to tell me. I'm going to sit down, shut my mouth and listen to you.
We'll do it then. Okay, they are playing at the Twickenham Stadium. And they're also playing, I think, at the Birmingham NEC, but it's not called the NEC anymore. I don't know what... Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not called the NEC anymore. I don't know what it's called. But tickets have been on sale for about a month.
Oh, no. So that means there's going to be none left.
There will be, but they'll be rubbish. If anyone out there... Look, I'm going to do a blag. Habiba, I'm going to do a blag. Listen, this is me blagging, okay? It got me two Xbox 360s. Maybe it'll get me some good tickets. If there's anybody out there who can get me three excellent seats for the Eagles live on tour, I'll be more than happy to play some of their songs on a talk-based radio station and talk it up really, really good. I can do that, can't I, Chris? I can play an Eagles song. I will play an Eagles song and interview one of them on the phone and really talk it up. If you can get me three tickets...
Have you got tickets then, Ian?
I'm doing my piece, Habiba. No, I'm not. That's why I'm trying to black tickets. What?
You should have been given them by now, I would have thought.
No, this is the thing. I know, I've obviously been blagging. I need one for myself, for Maxie Allen, and for Adrian Crisp. If you can sort that out, please. 0870-9090-9090. There we go. We are finished now, Habiba.
Thank you very much, Freaky.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's have line 10 very quickly. I'm going to put whack line 10 on. For goodness sake, we've got a minute before we go to things. Hello, line 10, you're on the air.
Hi there, Ian.
Hello, mate.
It's Danny from Basildon.
Hello, Danny from the Basildon. What can I do for you, Gov?
Yeah, you know the Gizanga Dang song?
Yes.
There is it's Dutch. The Dutch lyrics in it, isn't it?
Yes.
There's actually a version with English lyrics in it.
We have heard the English version. I've got to admit, I wasn't as keen on it. Do you know, I did a bet, didn't I, a couple of weeks ago with a guy for a tenner that I could sing a verse of Gadang Gadang in the Christmas holidays. He has forgotten about it. I believe he snoozed. He loosed, my friend. It doesn't quite work. He lost. He lost. Today. Sorry, but no more calls straight away. We'll do that at 6 o'clock. That's our lazy way of dealing with the extra half an hour what we done have in the show. Because the show now is 3 till 6:30. I don't know how long I have to keep mentioning the new hours, because people will not know. I mean, Clive now has been doing 8 till midnight for about a year, but he still says, doesn't he? He still says, by the way, do you know that we start at 8 o'clock? Have I got to do it for a year? Flippin' heck, man. Unbelievable. Anyway, from 6 till 6:30, we'll be taking your calls straight to air. We've got two excellent clips to play you that people have sent in. And also at 5:38, we'll be having a live correspondent update. 0870-9090-973 is the telephone number. I'll do some of your emails after this.
When you call Clive Bull...
After 6 o'clock, we've got two clips to play that people have sent in, two MP3s. One is from Sten. I can't remember where Sten's from, but we shall play it. And one is from Eagle, which is done. We're looking for you to send in... excuse me. Little bits of things you've produced. They don't necessarily need to be songs. So far, we had a song yesterday. It was a reworking of Barry. And the two we're playing today are songs that people have done. If you do send in songs that you've done. And we don't want, like, Battle of the Bands. You know, little quirky bits. We had a guy send in Crocodile Rock by Elton John. He'll play this, Ian. Well, I'm not going to play Elton John's Crocodile Rock, am I? A, because we're not a music station. B, because it's rubbish. We want you to send in little MP3s or CDs. No more than 2 minutes, ideally between 50 seconds and a minute and a half. You can email them. If you go to the LBC website, all the information is there. Lyrical Zombie have sent in an excellent, excellent rap track that they've recorded in their bedroom, I think. And we couldn't play it because it's got some swears in it. And there's a very nasty bit about grandmothers that I just couldn't broadcast. I asked them to clean it up. The email I've written to them was, "Yo bitches, wagwan. Can you clean up the song a little bit? They've written back, I don't know if I can do a cleaner version, but if you want, you can just cut out the swear words and the violent parts. Cool. So we'll do that tomorrow. We'll play that. We'll bleep out all the stuff that's offensive and we'll play that. So that's tomorrow's. If you've got anything you want to send in, it doesn't have to be songs, little produced little packages, pieces, reports, it can be correspondent updates, it can be anything, then email them, ian@lbc.co.uk. The 5:38 daily correspondent update is just minutes away. Very exciting. Before that, though, Scott's on the Motorway 25.
Hello, Ian, you right?
I'm fine, mate. What can I do for you?
Well, I was the one that called just before Christmas about that verse for G'day and G'day. You mentioned it just at the right time, because I'd only just got in the car.
Oh, I see. You're
if
the fella...
You yourself £10, then
no.
My guess.
No. You're the fella that bet me that I couldn't sing a verse of G'day and G'day between Christmas and New Year.
In Dutch,
yeah. Yes. It's New Year now, Scott. You didn't call up in time, my friend. You, by the laws of bets, owe me £10.
Ooh, I want to hear the words.
No. The bet was that you would call in and I would sing it between Christmas and New Year. That has gone. You owe me £10.
We're in the New Year, though, aren't we?
Yeah, but it's not between Christmas or New Year. You owe me £10.
Ooh, I think you'd disappoint a lot of listeners if you don't.
No, Scott, I think you'll disappoint gentlemen and gamblers and Omar Sharif if you do not give me £10. £10. £10.
You take sterling, or would you like it in a different currency?
I like sterling. Why didn't you call in last week, Scott?
Oh, I've been off this week, so,
Well, you shouldn't have set the bet for then, you fool!
Well, I didn't know. We hadn't set the Christmas rota at the time, Very, very thankfully had a bit of time off over Christmas.
Well, I'm glad you had some time over Christmas. Can I have my £10?
No, you can't.
Oh, man, cut him off, put a triangle by his name. But seriously, put a triangle by his name saying, he welches on bets. But I want to see it. He welches on bets. It's there! Oh, good work, fella. And put he welches, it's W-E-L-C-H-E-S. I can't look at it on here. Hang on a minute. Can I look it on this one? Yeah, I want to see what you've written. He welches on bets. There we go. Brilliant. Good. That means if he phones any other show, they'll all go, oh, he's got a try. Oh, he welches on bets. No, let's not put him through, eh? No, let's not do that. 0870-9090-973. It's the last 23 minutes of the proper, vaguely produced show. If you want to call in about kissing animals or fancying a relative, where was this? I had an email somewhere. Ian, is it okay to fancy your cousin if she's Kelly Brook? Well, that's kind of the weird thing, isn't it? I mean, if it's your cousin, do you notice that she's that fit? No, you wouldn't, would you? It's so wrong. Even saying it, I feel uncomfortable. And then from 6 o'clock, we're going to take your call straight air. You can it's not necessarily a triple M from 6. You can still call in and do pretty much what you want, or talk about the topics. 0870-9090-973. You can email as well, Ian, I-A-I-N, @lbc.co.uk. Let me just check these emails. Maxi Allen says, he wants to go and see the Eagles in Twickenham. That's fair enough. Oh, my God, it's 5:38. It's time for the daily 5:38 correspondent update.
It's time for the daily 5:38 Daily Correspondent Update. Brought to you every day. Daily.
I didn't know we had that. Brilliant. Suhaib, the Hong Kong movie correspondent, says Jackie Chan, Sammo Hung and Yuen Biao are reuniting for their first film in 18 years. It's basically three men and a baby with martial arts.
Hi, my name's Amit, and I'm from Gillingham, and I'm Ian Lee's geek correspondent. And what I have to tell you today is, if you're interested in hardware modifications or anything like that, go to a website, www.hackaday.com, and you can find things like how to make your own computer rack, how to modify a PDA so it accepts NES controllers, and geeky things like that.
Anissa, the Derren Brown correspondent, says, The Heist featuring Derren Brown is on tonight, 9 p.m, Channel 4.
Hi, I'm Annabelle from the Woodford, and I'm the Cars and Kids correspondent. Ian Lee is the Aston Martin of all cars, and James O'Brien, the Fiat Multipla.
And Sam, the Penelope Keith correspondent, says today is Penelope Keith's birthday. What does Maxie say about the Eagles? Birmingham is not really viable as it's midweek, so we'd all have to take the day off. And also because I'll be in a wedding in Canada at the time. He's made that up. He's made that up. So Twickenham it is, on the evening of Saturday the 17th of June. The tickets are not cheap. They are £67.75 with booking fee. But I'm definitely up for it if at least one of you is. Let me know and I'll book them. Agent Chris, can you afford that much money on producer's wages? Oh, he's... Maxie, Agent Chris is bowing out. Well, now, hang on a minute. Does that mean then... Can I go out with Maxie Allen on my own? Will that be a bit uncomfortable or weird? Will it be weird? Will it be uncomfortable? It will be, wouldn't it? But it's the Eagles, isn't it? My mic's switched off, isn't it? Oh, you cheeky sod. Sorry, that should have been switched off. it's very tempting. Maxie, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. But very, very... I want to know... Maxie, I'm being told your fiancé will go. I want to know what the seats are going to be are, because I don't want to spend £70 on rubbish seats. Do you know what I mean? Maxie, let me see if I can blag some. Give me a day to try and blag some. 0870 90 90 973 is the telephone number. Ian, that man that welches on bets, you should make the man that welches on bets pay you or never listen to the show again, says Adam in the Ascot. Good idea. Ian, can I be a McFly correspondent? Please! I know loads about them. Please read this out. Big shout out to Shanna, Natalie and Sania. I still love your show, but every time I call, they never call back. Well, that's because you do big shout outs like that, you silly sausage. And no, the correspondent list, it's there, it's done, it's finished. Keith, Slough.
Hello. Ian.
Yes.
Hello, you madman.
Hello, sir, you're right.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good.
I wanted to talk about a rabbit.
I'm going to Slough tonight, straight after the show.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you're not coming to service my missus, are you?
Is she fit? No, I'm going to make some dinner for my mum. Anyway, yeah. Yes, rabbits!
Well, I've got a friend who actually found a white rabbit in her front garden.
Right, is this going to end, Keith, on a vague sexual innuendo?
No.
Okay, fine, we can carry on.
She's found a rabbit in her front garden.
Yes.
And she's taken it in, she's bought a hutch for it.
Yes.
And this was about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And it started to beat her up.
Here we go.
She goes to put it in a rabbit hutch each night.
Yes.
And it kicks the living rubbish out of her.
Yes, here we go. Okay.
Is
it going to end in a swear?
No.
Okay,
no,
okay.
That's it. I was just going to tell you that rabbits are evil world dictators that hate people.
And that was an LBC 97.3 exclusive.
True. It's a true story. What the hell is going on here? We've had an excellent... I'm going to say well done to Helen and to Agent Chris and to all of the correspondents involved in that correspondent update, because that was flipping good. It was almost too good. Almost too good for us, but it was good. You want to say something to me? You're going to say... Well, I know what. Why don't you do that after the show, Chris? Because that's ruined. That's ruined what has been... It's uncomfortable. There's a tension. There's a tension between us. It's gone out on the radio now. The listener at home in their car, wherever they may be in the podcast, is going, ooh, that's a bit weird. That was a bit like Chris Evans in his last 6 months on Virgin when it all got nasty. You know, it was nasty. What can we do to make everyone feel good again? I know. What, we can play this. 0870 90 90. That's better. 0870 90 90 973 is the phone number. Ian, it's sick to fancy any kind of relative. Now, come on. Family is family. Don't get it twisted. It's not an episode from EastEnders. Hey, we're number 17 in the iTunes League. We've gone up. Steve Allen is 61, and happy birthday to him. One of Clive Ball's podcasts became explicit because of the title, You Can See Her Nipples. They were banging on about that. It's good having Clive back. The man's a genius. Aren't the Queen and Prince Philip cousins? No wonder Charlie's a bit batty. There's something vague going on there. I don't quite know. Ian, my mum's cousin is my second cousin. That's how it works. Cousins can marry. It's legal, says James in the Beckenham, who's the autograph collecting correspondent. P.S. Where is the Christmas tree? We mentioned that. That's in the post to him. Better be. Anyway, sorry, I'm miles away. I'm looking forward to having a bit of a break at 6 o'clock when you take over the radio and we take your call straight to air. And we've got two... I cannot pick these up enough. Two excellent, excellent clips of audio that people have sent in to play to you. We'll do those a bit after this. Now, we've had a text. No, not really doing texts, I prefer phone calls and emails. But, Maxie Allen, if you're listening. Hey, Ian, I live 15 minutes away from Twickenham Stadium. So, do you want to stop by my house on the way from Rhys? P.S. I'm not mental. Rhys, I'm going to kind of say no to that offer. It's very kind of you, but I find that people, when they say they're not mental, they generally are mental. So, probably not. After six, we're going to take your call straight to air and play two more exclusive MP3 tracks that listeners have sent in, and they are groundbreaking. Tom is in the Lewisham.
Hello. Yeah, I was listening to your little radio.
You don't know my name, do you?
Hello?
Hello, you don't know my name, do you?
Ian.
Okay, fine.
I'm at Jim Bromley.
But it says Lewisham on the screen. Could you pretend you're in Lewisham just to make things easier for me?
Yeah, it's just my accent. I've sounded a bit more Cockney maybe earlier when I found out.
Maybe.
Anyway,
Chris does go by accents.
I was listening to the news and the little wild boars. Why do they want to catch them again? Why can't they let them roam free?
Well, if they're wild boars, then they should remain free. But if they're just boar, then they should be captured and slaughtered for dinner.
Why?
For dinner.
But surely we should all be free to go out and capture them, kill them ourselves. But the old-fashioned way.
Can I be Sandy Waugh for a second? Because I've got her script here. Only one boar has been captured as farmers and members of a Devon Hunt try to round up 60 animals. They escaped from a farm last month after activists cut a hole in a fence. There have been sightings as far... Let me finish. I'm going to start again now. You can't heckle Sandy Waugh when she's doing the news. I do it more like her. Hang on, she's really breathy. Only one boar has been captured as farmers and members of a Devon Hunt try to round up 60 animals. They escaped from a farm last month after activists got a hole in a fence. There have been sightings as far as Plymouth, which is about 40 miles away.
Well, if anyone sees them, what a wild boar...
Shoot them!
...in front of their house...
Shoot them!
No, get them in!
Shoot the wild boar, Tom!
Caress them.
Tom, you cannot caress a wild boar, it'll rip your face off with its horn!
Oh, no, they're nice, hairy little... Didn't you see them on TV this morning? They're so cute and cuddly.
The wild boar aren't cute.
To kill one of them.
Have you not seen Lost, Tom?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, well, they're vicious little so-and-sos.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Like the polar bears.
They're like the polar bears. Oh. Tom, I'm going to cut you off because I think you're mental.
Okay, cheers.
0870 9090 973 is the phone number. Maybe I should read the news one day. Maybe, you know, me and Sandy should do a job swap. And she should do this and I'll do the news. That'll be good. I can do serious news story. Gloria is in the Boreham Wood. Good afternoon, Gloria.
Good afternoon, Ian.
Good afternoon, Gloria.
How art thou?
Thou art feeling thou is't a bit tired. How art thou, my lady?
I am feeling fine, thank you.
But God bless thee.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well done. Yes, we could go into Shakespeare.
Do you want to hear a bit of the Grange Hill theme?
No.
Tough.
Listen.
Oh, he's stolen my sausage! Yes.
Listen, you...
Just say no, no! Just say no, no! Just don't listen to anyone else. All you gotta do is be yourself.
Finished?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm telling you off.
Oh, why?
Right, because you were a meanie beanie yesterday when you cut my mum off. She had such a brilliant story to tell you, and you cut her off.
What, remind me what she was banging on about, the silly old bat.
Right. No, she's not a silly old bat.
What, no, I'm talking about you.
Oh, I'm less of the old. Okay.
Well, you're over 40.
Oh, bloody I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. I had a birthday.
you're doing a Baldwin on me. Okay, Gloria, so despite doing a Baldwin, what was your mother talking about?
Well, she was going to tell you about the time that she was in the local newspaper.
Yes.
Okay, and she was in the local newspaper because she kidnapped the then...
Oh, I remember why I cut her off, Gloria.
Pardon?
I remember why I cut her off.
Go on.
It was really, really boring.
You didn't give her a chance.
I gave her more than enough chance to realise that I was bored. I was bored.
You did. How can you be bored?
I'm bored now.
Okay. Ugh. How can you be bored?
Did you just say, ugh?
Ugh.
Ugh.
The kidnapping the MP.
Because it's boring.
It's not boring.
It's boring.
It takes... Okay, you know what?
What?
If you think that it's boring...
Yeah, I do.
That must mean...
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, go on, think of it.
That you do not have the wisdom to open your mind and listen to other people.
Right. The fact that you said that sentence means you haven't got a clue, have you? That,
yes, I have.
You were struggling to come up with a sentence, Gloria. And bless you, I love you. I love you.
Listen,
I love you.
You don't know me. You don't love me because you don't know me.
Oh, it was a boring story. Yesterday, I let too many boring people get on, and I'm genuinely angry with myself that I did that. I think yesterday's show was awful. I should have been harsher. I should have cut her off even quicker.
Okay, give me a clue then, Lee.
Well, that's rude.
That's right. Okay, I'll tell you what, give me a clue. How do you think, in your opinion...
Have you been sniffing glue, Gloria? You're calling me by my surname and you're rambling like a maniac.
Okay, sir.
Well, Ian will do.
Listen. Okay. How do you think, then, that I could be more interesting?
I don't know. The voice is a problem, to be honest. Okay. The voice is definitely a problem.
Yeah, I know. I hate my voice.
Yeah, it's quite a dull voice.
I know. I hate it.
Mm. Well, you could work on the voice. You can make that sound a bit cool, a bit funky, a bit sexy. And you could just phone in and tell us more interesting stories.
I really can't see what could beat kidnapping the local MP. I'm sorry.
Well, we've had a man that hypnotises his wife. We've had people hypnotising...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I tell you what, Gloria,
I can see why you go down that road.
Yeah.
You dirty old man.
It's psychology. Okay, yeah. I tell you how you could make it more interesting, Gloria. You could try and sing it.
Oh, no, listen, if you think my speaking voice is bad, you really don't want to hear my
Let's hear your singing voice.
Absolutely not.
Gloria?
No.
Gloria?
No.
Gloria?
No.
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria! G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria!
Okay, you know what, Ian?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going...
G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria! I'm being Van Morrison and Jim Morrison. I'm being Vin Morrison.
God, I'll have to put the phone on my other ear because
you've
just...
G-L-O-R-I-A!
Hello?
Hello?
Right, I'm going to go and carry on this very interesting conversation I was having with my husband.
Bless you. What were you talking to your husband about?
It's private.
His private?
I know you get off on private.
You were talking about his private? Gloria, I'm gonna have to cut you off because I'm afraid you've just dragged this show into the gutter. I do not want to hear about your husband's privates. Shame on you for thinking that was a valid topic to be talking about.
I'm Tony Robinson. Ever wondered...
There's make mum a cup of tea. That's the instruction that is being ordered over the radio. Matthew Cady, make your mum a cup of tea. Perry!
Hello there.
Hello, Perry. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. What can I do for you?
How long do we have to continue to listen to you being so rude to people?
Until about 6:30, then it's the nightly news.
Yeah, I think we... You know that idea about you changing jobs with Sandy and you doing the news? I think that would be far better for the listeners.
Yes, no, it wouldn't be at all. Well, but Perry, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, man? Why are you being such a fool?
I think you're...
Why are you being such a fool, Perry? You're such a bitter, old-fashioned old man. Get with the times, Grandad.
Your act is wearing thin.
Well, I tell you what, I know that Richard Bacon's on Capital. You could listen to that if you like R&B.
Yeah, we all know he's there.
Or you could go listen to Danny Baker on BBC London.
LBC was above all of that, and you just dragged it
Perry,
down in the,
Perry,
in the back the
Perry,
with all the rest.
Perry, listen to me. What you're doing is you're phoning up, you're being rude, and you're not listening.
I'm not being rude.
You are, and you're not listening. The thing is, Perry, the last time the figures came out, the whole station was down. In listening figures, apart from Peter Deely's show and my show, we both doubled our figures. So what that tells me, Perry, is you are wrong. I doubled the figures for that slot.
What about the base core of LBC listeners?
They're all dying,
you're
Perry.
Putting off by being rude,
Perry.
To them.
I'm not putting the base core off. They're dying. That's
that
why they've
think?
Got me in to make it younger.
Well, if they wanted younger, they would have gone to one of these kids radio stations, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't
be listening to LBC.
No, what LBC want is to get young people to realise that speech radio isn't just boring, political, Perry, shut up, let me finish. That speech radio isn't just boring, right-wing, slightly racist, homophobic nonsense. It can be a good laugh as well.
Yeah, but it's just like it's the same old rubbish every night from you now.
Well, then why are you still listening?
Do you want to know why I listen?
Go on. Why?
Because the reason I still listen is because LBC has the best travel news out of all the radio.
Listen to 11:52 AM. They do it even more regularly than we do.
I do quite often.
But why are you listening to me if you don't like me, Perry? This is what I don't understand. You don't like it, but you still listen. What that tells me is that you're an idiot.
Sometimes people think that they give you another chance, but it's the same old thing night after night.
Perry.
Good night.
Perry, he's going, he's gone! Yes! I won. Phone him back. Phone him back, Chris. I'm not having him just go like that. Quick, phone him back. Bloody coward. You don't just hack, phone him back. Get it, quickly. We got 40 seconds, quickly. Put him straight through, I'm not having that. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? What a coward. This is what these people do, they phone up and then they hang up. Perry!
Yes.
Don't hang up like a big baby, for God's sake.
I'm not being a big baby. You hung up. What you do to all those people who phone in.
Listen, you hung up.
To talk to you, and you hung up on them.
Oh,
that's very
he's
rude.
Such an idiot. You hung up like a child, Perry. You thought you'd
no,
be the big...
No, you don't like Perry. It when someone does it to
I
you.
I love it, Perry, you don't understand. I love it when someone does it to me, because it means I win.
Well, in that case, enjoy it for a second time. Bye-bye.
What a dickhead. I love it. He still listens, though. He'll still be listening till 6:30. He'll still be listening tomorrow. Taking your call straight to air after the latest news.
3.5 hour, 3 till 6:30, Ian Lee Afternoon Wireless Show, formerly known as the 3 hour. Okay, we'll get this.
I love it. That's not fair on him playing that, bless him. He's a legend, and we're laughing a little bit. He's a good man. It is the last half. It's the bonus half an hour. The bonus half an hour. Basically, I'm not getting paid for this. Chris isn't contracted to do it, so we're being a little bit lazy. By the way, I'm friends with them now. Oh, yeah, pleased to meet you, Ninja. So we're taking your call straight to air. And also, we've got a new thing that we're doing. We're asking you to send in little pre-produced, pre-recorded, whatever pieces that you put together that you think we might like to hear on the radio. That there are kind of no rules. We've had a lot of songs sent in, which is fine. We don't really want your sort of pop songs or anything like that. But if you've done, like, a little quirky thing, we've got a brilliant rap that we're going to play tomorrow from the Zombie Collective or something. I don't know what... I can't remember what they're called. From George A. Romero. I don't know who it's from. I can't remember. We've got a couple of songs we're going to play today. But they can be anything. They can be little reports. They can be little comedy pieces. They can be bits of the show you've edited to make me sound like I'm saying rude stuff. Pretty much whatever you want. No more than 2 minutes and no swears in it. As simple as that. Got a really runny nose. Sorry. I'm getting a cold. So you can email those, ian@lbc.co.uk, or you can send them on a CD. The address is on the LBC website. So we'll play one of those. We'll play the one from Sten, I think, before the news. We'll play that in a couple of minutes. But now we're taking your call straight to air. It's not exactly a triple M. You can call in if you want to talk about fancying a relative or kissing your pet, or if you want to mess around like a fool. There is a 7-second delay, or maybe a 10-second. We're not sure. So don't do any swears, because we'll dump you and we'll blacklist you from the show, from the station. And try and have your radio switched off if you can. 0870 90 90 973. Let us go to line one. You're on the air. Hello, line one.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Andy from the Crystal Palace.
Hello, mate, what can I do for you?
I just want to say, I've been listening to your show. I used to listen to.
Of course you can.
Well, I used to listen to Talk Sport.
Yo.
When I discovered you.
Yes.
I want to say, you're fantastic. That
brilliant.
Guy, Perry, what a fool. What's the matter with the fella?
He's an idiot, wasn't he?
Oh,
and the thing is, as well, is I genuinely, first of all, I do like when people hang up on me, because I think it makes exciting radio. As a fan of radio, it's exciting. But also, he's not prepared to listen. Well, why just shout at me then hang up? And also, go and tune to another station.
Exactly. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else. Listen, Ian, all the time you're on LBC, I'm going to be listening to you. But...
Yes, oh, but... Oh, there's a but, dot, go on.
I also listen to James O'Brien, is that okay?
Do you know what? In the year of 2006, I'm going to extend the hand of... I like James O'Brien, he's a good lad.
Yeah, he's all right.
Oh, he's been wearing some...
I found him first, and then I heard about you, and I thought, right, OK, I'll give this to the Lee character.
May I just say that James O'Brien's been wearing some very dodgy jumpers this year. I believe his nan may have knitted them for him, because he's been really odd jumpers. Odd jumpers, combat trousers, and like a suit jacket.
The jumpers got really long arms.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're your jumpers, Ian.
Oh, it's true. He may have stolen my jumpers. It's definitely possible. But no, I'm me and the J to the O to the B. Is it Nigel? It is Nigel. Javi Vicky knows him. That's the voiceover fella. Line three, you're on the radio.
Is that me?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Ian. Happy New Year.
Hey, is that Syed?
Yeah.
Hello, mate. How are you? Happy New Year to you. Very, very well, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell these people who are not Hayes, don't come on the radio, ruin other people's show as well, yeah? I was bloody listening him.
You talking about Perry?
Yeah.
He was a nutcase.
Idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I shall tell... Listen, nutcases, don't come on the show. Syed's bloody listening.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Go off.
Yes.
Go and listen J.O.B. anyway.
Hey! You're a good lad.
Yeah. How was your Christmas and New Year?
It was all right. Very quiet. It is what it is, isn't it, Syed? Mm-hmm. You get through it and you come out the... I'm glad things are back to normal. I don't like the disruption, to be honest. It's good to have everything back to normal again now.
Today you have a brilliant show.
Mate, you're very, very kind. Thank you very, very much. Should we play our first clip? This was sent in by Sten. I'm going to say nothing. We've given you free rein to do what you want. This is what he has decided to do.
Swing low, sweet home.
He sent in a load, and that's the best quality one we could play. And the thing is, he's obvious, his mum is obviously in the next room. Or it's like 3 a.m, because he's like doing that thing where he's got the mic really close to him, but doesn't want anyone to hear. So he's sort of whispering it, and he's saying, hello. And he, I don't know if you heard what he did, he put my name in there. We also have We Will Rock You, and I think We Are the Champions as well, to look forward to at a later date, if we can. Sten, my tongue is in my cheek, I thank you for that. But if you're listening, you can do better than that, can't you, London? You can make a better piece than that. Igor Igor has done a piece which is cracking. We'll play that a little bit later on. Line 5, you're on the air.
Is that me?
It is!
Lee.
Ian.
Ian. Lee.
Yes. Hello.
It's Melissa from Woodford. And I just wanted to say that this Perry guy is obviously a bit high strung. And not just Perry, but all of the people like Perry, but phone up.
Perry's. Yes. That's it's a weird thing to do, isn't it? To I've been doing this for 3.5 months. I'm not going anywhere until the end of September when my contract runs out. I may stay here. I may be unemployed. I don't know. But I'm here until September, OK? So it's an odd thing to 3.5 months into it to call in and say, I don't like you. When are you going to go?
Well, just, why don't they just put another station on? And also, can I just say, for all the people that don't like you, you make an awful lot of people smile on the way home from work.
Well,
because, you know,
listen, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. This is all turning into a bit of a love-in. I'm not used to this. I'm used to getting Perry's. Line 7.
Good evening.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Lee, how are you?
I'm very, very well. How's you?
I'm very well. I was just going to ask, are you allowed to call people Richard Cranium on the air?
We'll find out tomorrow if I get a summons from my boss or not. We'll see. But he was a dickhead, and I think he deserved it.
You said it again.
Yeah, he deserved it. If you, I'm not going to have someone be that rude to me, then hang up, you know, and not get some abuse. I wanted to call him much, much worse. I've got his phone number. I may phone him up tonight in my own spare time.
I see. Okay. Mm. Well, have a nice evening.
And you take care. Bye bye. Listen, we'll take some more calls after the news. 08709090973. It's all going to a weird sort of post match critique, isn't it? It's all everyone kind of. It's like a Viva or something, whatever they call it. I can't remember. I haven't been to college for years. We are lazily taking your calls straight to air. You can do what you want. 08709090973. We've got one more clip to play you that someone has sent in. You've heard Sten, and bless you, Sten, for doing it. But I think if you're out there and you think, can I have a go at that? Because Guy from Neasden's was so good yesterday. Well, you know, I think you can probably have a go. We're looking for pretty much anything you want. No more than 2 minutes long. If you go to the LBC website, the details of how to get it on the radio are there. 08709090973 is the telephone number. Speak to you after this.
We're till 6:30.
I forgot I started speaking again. Bless you, Helen. Helen is keeping the mic down longer than normal because I forget the extra bit tagged on to the end. I will get it one day. 08709090973. Taking your calls straight to air. I'm talking about fancying a relative. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello. You're on the air.
Hi, do you remember me?
Hello. Have you got the radio on?
Also known as Caesar.
What?
Caesar? No? Okay, forget it.
Caesar?
Don't worry.
Do you think I'm Caesar the Geezer?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Anyway,
that's a blast
from the past.
What are
you cooking for your mum tonight?
I can't hear you. What?
What are you cooking for your mum tonight?
Oh, it's in the fridge. I must remember that. it's salmon and potatoes and vegetables. It's a steam thing from Marx's. It'll be nice. Is that finished?
Yes.
Excellent.
Did you get that? Last
yeah, we got most of it, yeah. now that was avant-garde. Line 2, you're on the radio.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Jackie from the Beckenham.
Hello. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
I tried to get through to you yesterday, but my battery ran low on my phone, so I couldn't get through.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Having a good stretch. And a cough.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I still haven't smoked, so...
Oh, well done, Jackie. Good works.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway,
yeah.
That man that was on before the news...
Perry.
Yeah.
Yes.
He should get alive!
Good advice. Darn good advice. It's weird, isn't it? This I like this last half hour. I think this is going to become my favourite part of the show. Partly because it's quite dossy for us, but also we're getting some good stuff. Line 5, you're on the radio. Here we go. This is great. This is great. much, whoever that I do love it. I genuinely love this job. If we can take another one straight to it. Let's go to line 7. You're on the radio.
Ian, it's Carl in the Tottenham. Where's my speech, man? It's the first week in January.
Oh, the best man speech?
Yeah, where is it? It's getting close. It's March.
You've got 2 months yet, my friend.
Yeah, I know, but you're putting me off and off and off. And then you're going to say you're not doing it, man.
I am going to write your best man speech for you like I said I would.
So when are you going to do it?
Well, it's
now, give me dates. Give me dates. And anyway, and I've one thing I want to say to you.
Yes.
First time I called you up,
yes.
You said I sounded like Warren.
You do.
And I heard him yesterday.
Yes.
He's the campest man on the radio.
Hey, Carl, if
after
I were you,
you.
Carl, if I were you, I'd record you on the radio and have a listen.
Oh, really? Is it that bad?
I
thought it was Radio Gold.
It kind of was Radio Gold, but in a camp, it's Camp Gold.
Like Warren Gold.
Listen, Carl, the speech is on its way. I promise you'll have it. I promise. Should we play Igor's thing? Again, okay, this is the second MP3 of the day. This is Igor Igor, if you know who phones in. He phoned in and played this live, but now he's done a kind of little bit of a reworking of it. This is his Beatles mashup. I love it. The man's a genius. The vocals are a little bit rough in the middle, but I love it. Excellent. Line 2, you're on the radio. Oh, it's a little bit too quiet. We can't quite hear you. Try and make it a bit louder next time. Line 5, by the way, I think what they were trying to do was probably this. Yeah. Line 5, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, wow, finally. I can't believe how long I had to wait.
I know.
It's been ages.
I know.
I can't tell you.
For that, I apologise.
You forget about the weekend people, the people you know, that used to listen to when you had your
No, they forget about me. They don't phone in anymore. Because they like Caroline Faraday. They've got jobs.
No. You just don't answer your phone. That's the problem.
Well, I don't. Agent Chris does. And for that, I'm going to slap his wrists.
Well, yeah, I think you should.
Yes.
Totally. But I want to pledge my support, Perry is completely wrong. You know, you had a good argument. The whole idea is that you do fun radio, you know, for the young people, you know, so don't see that talk radio is only...
I'm thinking of getting a posse up, going around Kerry's house and kicking his gate down. You coming with me?
Absolutely.
Let's go and kick a gate! Although, of course, we don't encourage or condone vandalism on this radio station. Line 6, you're on the radio.
Come on, the red! Come on!
It's me singing a football song. Here we go, this is me. It's me singing a football chant that I wrote myself. I wrote a football chant and it's genuinely brilliant. You couldn't quite tell from that recording, but never mind. Line 8, you're on the air.
Hello, Ian. It's Ollie in the Caterham.
Hello, Ollie in the Caterham. How are you doing, Gov?
I'm fine. How are you, Ian?
Yeah, all right.
I tried to call you earlier to give you a simple, succinct explanation of the cousins thing, apart from all the Greek mythology and riddles that people were coming out with.
We were getting a lot of smoke and mirrors, weren't
we? You were, yeah. Have I got a triangle by my name? Because I didn't get put through.
No.
So I'm clear. That's good. Because I thought I made Bob angry on Clive's show last night.
No. It's been very... Bob very rarely puts triangles by people's names.
Oh, that's good.
It's just been very, very busy today.
Yeah,
with
it
John.
Is very, very busy, isn't
yeah.
it? It's a popular show.
Yeah.
You cut me off?
No, but I have now. 08709090973. Last minute and a half of the show. Line 2, you're on the radio. No, too slow. Let us go to line 3. Line 3, when I press this button, you're on the radio.
Hello, cardboard.
Interesting. Oh, God. Line 5, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hello, this is Rosie.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello, I sent you an email earlier. How dare you call me a silly sausage?
What email did I call you a silly sausage about?
I sent in asking to be a McFly correspondent.
McFly, you're a silly sausage. The correspondent list is closed down. Let's take the last phone call of the day. Last phone call of the day, everybody. It's going to be the best one. It's line 7. You're on the radio.
All right there, Ian. Hi. About having it off with your relative.
Yes.
Yeah, the Manus in New Guinea, they think it's okay for cousins to be sexual.
Well, it's... I'm not quite sure where we're going. I don't think I want to risk it. It's okay for cousins to be sexual in this country as well. It would turn out shocking, but true. If we've learnt anything today, we've learnt two things. One, cousins in this country can legally marry. Two, Perry is an idiot. Those things are now fact. They're etched into the world of fact. Listen, if you want to email any of your clips in, or just email stuff in, then please do. It's Ian, I-A-I-M. at lbc.co.uk. I must remember my mum's tea is in the fridge out there, otherwise I'll be in terrible, terrible trouble. Don't forget, of course, Clive Bull is doing his show at 8 o'clock. Excellent fun. Gary King is doing the big quiz at 7 o'clock. We're coming up next. It's the Nightly News. This show is complete.